You ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Sivo.
Here they come!
Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
We stink out loud.
Set a course for adventure.
Go ahead, man. Let me help you out there.
Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Go ahead, man.
As I turn up the collar, okay. On my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my
okay. Wow. Got the background vocals even. That's right.
Get out of here.
A summer disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one that's all I
Are you going?
No, I'm done.
Wait, what?
I would like to hear a radio show right now.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
Because I got nowhere to go.
No!
That's why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the middle. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Change his ways.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. You're not helping me out
with
here.
With the man in the mirror.
No.
If you want to make a change, invent.
This was such a good idea until I didn't realize you actually don't know Man in the Mirror, and now I'm mad at you.
Here goes nothing.
Let's do this. Showtime.
That was really funny. I didn't realize how funny that was.
I didn't either. Oh, we are good.
We just laughed at ourselves. Gosh. That was good.
That was.
We are live on a Friday.
It is such a good time to dance. It is such a good time to dance. It is such a good time to scooby-dee-dooby-doo, scooby-dee-dooby-doo, scooby-dee-dooby-doo.
6:08 in the a.m. on a Friday. Good morning.
Oh, I haven't even checked the weather today. Let's take a look. Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. High today of 78 degrees.
What's the weekend look like?
Sunny and pleasant. All weekend, actually. 78 on Saturday. It's going to dip down a little on Sunday to 67. Partly sunny, not as warm when we get to Sunday. But
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's great, man. I'm just looking forward to doing nothing this weekend. Of course, I say that, and then something will happen. Yeah.
I'm like, no, I got a really busy weekend.
My wife wanted to go snowboarding this weekend, and... You know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Got to go to the garage and break out all the snow gear.
Okay, that's not work. That's
just a lot of work, man. I can't do it.
Man.
So I'm just going to relax this weekend. What are you going to do? Anything?
Lots of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys got rained out last weekend.
So we've got makeup games and normal games, and I'm trying to, yeah. Brody and Luke both have a game tonight. That's fun.
Same time?
Brody's got a game tomorrow.
Who do you choose?
I have to choose Luke, actually.
Mm.
Because I'm the official scorekeeper for Luke's team. So nice. I keep the book, you know?
It's yeah.
Like, all right. It's two strikes. There you go. Okay. No balls, two strikes. All right. 0-2. Okay. There we go.
Do you ever ump games?
No.
Why?
Nope.
Not going to go down that road?
No.
Yeah, that would be
horrible. They ask every year, like volunteers, you know, and parents are supposed to. And I used to actually get Bill Peterson and his boys. They would fill in for me. I hate it.
Yeah.
Tried that once. And the parents are just ruthless and dumb.
See, I feel like I would never want to do it, but I feel like if I did, it wouldn't bother me if the parents were calling
yeah.
me names.
No,
and
yelling. Yeah.
It
yeah.
wouldn't. I'm that type of person. I don't care.
I'm way less critical of umps, though, after that. Because yeah. it was like, man, got a hard job, man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, referees at basketball games, I'll never understand why they get so upset when a parent starts freaking out or yelling. It's, come right. on, just focus on the game. Don't worry about it. They'll come over to the bench. If you say one more thing, I will kick you out of here.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you. Last week, a coach, yelled at me from the field.
Really?
Yeah.
What? What were you doing?
It was hilarious. I just started laughing because I didn't know what else to do. But we were in the stands, and one of our boys, he was squaring up to bunt, and the ball came in fast. And he pulled back, and it still hit him. But if you are offering a bunt, but you pull back and you're hit, you got beamed. That's a walk, you know, that's a, or a base on ball, not a base on balls, hit batter. So you're at first base.
Hit batter, batter.
So the ump goes, take your base. So he starts going to first, and the coach for the other team just starts screaming.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah, he has to, he was offering blood. He had to pull back. And, da, da, da. And he was like losing it. And I seriously, like, he screams, he has to pull back. And I literally said, he did. Oh. Like to everybody, like in the crowd, because it was like, dude, it was so obvious. And that's literally what I said. He did. And he stops and he points at me and he's like, you don't talk to me.
Oh,
I'm on the field. You're in the stands. You don't have the right to speak to
the,
me.
The coach said that? Or the,
yeah.
Oh,
no,
wow.
The coach. And he starts like,
goodness sakes.
And I just like.
Did you just kind of. You just laughed?
I lost it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, that is a grown man. That is a grown man. And it was like this Will Ferrell SNL moment. I am on the field. You don't speak to me.
Well, you got to think, you know, he's so worked up.
Yeah. He was so worked up, but he didn't have a real, he didn't have like, I don't know. He wasn't very quick on the, like, insult draw? Like, I don't know how to say it. It was just so comical.
You don't say that
you,
to
you
me!
You don't speak words! And I just lost it because I was like, hey, man, I'm not one of your 11-year-old kids that you can scream at. Like,
right.
It's kind of comical that he thought he could do that, but, like, everybody else around me, like, we didn't know what to, we started laughing, and it was like, that was amazing!
How did he react when he laughed? Did he just...
That was it. Oh. Like, he just stopped. Like he did, because it was like, I think he realized like, oh man.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Right.
Like, cause.
Man.
You don't speak. Do you know who I am?
I am the coach
am
of the other
coach
team.
Of this 11-year-old squad. You don't know the problems I have. I literally said two words. He did. It was amazing.
Yeah, do you find that coaches that yell at the kids and that are loud,
their team stinks?
Really? They're not good coaches?
I don't think they're good coaches.
Yeah, that's not good
there's
coaching.
There's a way to draw
especially
the best
kids.
In a kid without having to act like an idiot.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously. And I've seen it because I mean, my kids are 13, 11, and then 4, and all of them baseball like their whole lives, right? And I've seen that's not to say you can't still be stern.
Sure.
Like, I think my favorite coach for all of my boys is a dude named Jay Rush. And he is phenomenal. First of all, he's a believer. And he goes into it with that mentality.
Yeah.
That he's not trying to make a team better. He's building up young men.
Yeah.
Who will become strong men who love the Lord.
Right.
Like, that's his first. That's first and foremost. And so, yeah, dude, they're going to run and they're going to. But. I've also seen other coaches who are just hotheads and scream and you're doing and running and blah, discipline.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a way to do it. I mean, I don't necessarily think that yelling is
no,
bad
dude,
all the time.
It's like being a parent.
Cause I grew up with a ton of coaches and I've had all different types. I've had ones that they didn't have to yell. You just respected them.
Boom.
Or I had some that yelled, but it was the, how they yelled at you.
Right. They would never, if, I've, yeah. There's a way to raise your voice without being derogatory.
Right.
I've seen some coaches where it's like, man, we got to talk to that dude after the game. That manager right there, because they're demeaning to these children. And it's like, you're not going to draw anything out of them except lack of self-esteem.
Right. Yeah.
You are worthless.
Yeah.
You will never make it in the major leagues. Right. He's 9.
Right. I'm trying to think back when I was playing sports, when a coach yelled at me. Did I really listen? Because you're in the middle of a game. And I mean, you either know what to do or you don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when he yells at you, it's kind of like, okay, man, I get it.
Yeah.
I messed up. Now I just feel defeated.
I think some of the best coaches can yell and draw stuff like that out in practice. You win or lose in practice. Sure. Man. You know, like.
Yeah, but at a game, that just seems weird.
At a game,
weird.
It doesn't matter. And that's why I think some of the best coaches are the ones that are like, hey, next time. There's literally nothing you can do about that now.
Yeah.
Because if you draw that out, all they're going to focus on is the mistake.
Right.
And now you've lost them.
Yeah. I don't know how this compares to playing baseball or football or basketball, but Greg Jackson, one of the world's greatest MMA coaches.
Yeah, dude.
I remember him saying one time, because I would watch him, you know, during a fight, a UFC fight, they'll pan between rounds, they'll pan over and that you can listen to the coaches and see what they're telling the fighters to do.
Yeah.
And the only thing that Greg really tells the fighters is, just want you to breathe.
Yeah, right?
Breathe, all right? Yeah. You're doing great. He doesn't try to go into anything technical because he explained, we've been preparing for 3 months to fight this guy. You know what you have to do. Right. I don't need to tell you how you need to handle this fight. Just breathe, calm yourself down, and let's do this. And I wonder if that's kind of how you handle any situation in a game with sports. It's like, you know what to do. Go do it. Encourage your kids.
Yeah, you play like you practice.
Yeah.
So if you're not prepared in practice,
mm-hmm.
You already lost, bro.
Yeah.
You already lost, bro.
You want to be a coach? Let's be coaches.
Never.
Yeah, me neither.
I was a football and basketball coach. It was fun.
For little kids.
For little dudes.
Yeah. I wonder what it would be like to do high school, you know?
And, well, it's totally different. And different the funny beast. Thing is one of the coaches that one of my kids had was a high school coach who was like, I'm going to coach younger people, but he coached the younger people like he coached high school kids.
Ooh. You have to have a lot of patience.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it didn't work out.
You know, that's what I wanted to be when I was in high school. Like, my plan was to hopefully walk on or maybe get a scholarship for basketball. That didn't work out, but my plan was to go into sports medicine and be a basketball coach. That was my dream for 4 years of high school. And then
you blew up your knee.
Blew it up. Now
good
I'm here.
Job, man.
Now I'm a radio monkey. You know? I just dance.
Oh, man.
People watch me through a window.
But you dance so lovely.
Yeah. Occasionally sing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You can text in 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700. I got a pretty big show planned for you guys. I'll tell you all about it here in a second. I'd like to kick off the show with this incredible story. We all know about CVS.
Yeah.
They're like Walgreens.
Across the street from Walgreens.
Yeah, basically.
For real.
Well, a 56-year-old was at a CVS in Trenton, Michigan, back on March 31st. He fell asleep in the store's blood pressure cuff chair.
What?
You know, a little chair where you get your blood pressure taken?
Yeah.
He fell asleep.
Okay.
I don't know how this happened, but employees didn't see him as they were closing up, and they locked him in the store. He fell asleep in the store's blood pressure cuff chair. He woke up. He realized, I'm stuck. The door's locked. I can't get out. So, well, what do you do if you're stuck in a store all night? You probably get hungry. So, he decided to have a snack. He ate some Fig Newtons off the shelf, drank a bottle of True Moo milk. Then he managed to finally do something that triggered the alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
The cops got there around 1 a.m. and got him out. Well, CVS, they want to charge the guy for the snacks that he ate because, you know, he got out. But, hey, he drank a bottle of True Moo milk and some Fig Newtons, and you need to pay for that. But apparently they realized that was going to make them look pretty bad. So they changed their mind, decided the Fig Newtons and milk were on the house. Good job, CVS. Thank you.
No, not good job, CVS. They locked an old man in their establishment And they really need to do more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's on duty? You know, what, who's on that shift when they closed up shop? And
I
didn't
said
realize?
Old man, but I just remembered. He's like, what, 50s?
He's 56.
56. No. That's not an old man.
Gosh, man. I was trying to see if there's a picture of
him. I know.
Guy.
I want to know how tiny he must be. How did they not
tired.
See a dude asleep in a chair?
That's crazy to me. It's crazy that he fell asleep in the chair, though.
Why? Those things are so comfortable.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm always scared padding. To death of those things. I'm surprised. I wonder. I need to look this up. How many people
have lost
have
an
got
arm.
Stuck in oh. those things, or the pressure thing doesn't stop, and it ends up, I don't know, what would happen if that thing just kept building pressure?
My mom hated those things because me and Scotty, oh, man. Anytime we're in there, we're like, come on, bro, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ow, ow, it's tight. It's so tight.
Yeah, do people get injured with those things?
I didn't even know they still had them.
Yeah, they're things. Around, man.
It's amazing.
Got to look it up. Incredible. All right. We have a big show coming up at 7 a.m. Of course, the girls from Bear Canyon CrossFit will be joining us.
Yep.
And we have a little interview for you guys booked with author, TV host, star Sandra Lee.
Boom!
She's on HGTV. She's on the Food Network. She's on the Cooking Channel.
She's an Emmy-winning celebrity chef, bro.
She's a great American.
Yeah.
She's a great American cook.
She's on Good Morning America regularly, so we have to, like, bring our A game.
Yeah. But she cooks health.
I guess she's rocking an Easter baking tour, teaching cooking classes in New York.
Good. Well, we thought this would be a great interview since we talk health in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Fitness, health. The girls can interview Sandra Lee with us.
Well, I just, you know, we have some people in studio who shall remain nameless, us, who don't always eat the healthiest. And, you know, maybe she can give us some tips to, like, actually cooking.
Right.
I'm so lazy.
Yeah. I found a few things I want to talk to the girls about this morning. I found a study at the University of Montana.
Yep.
They said fast food after a workout is just as good as a protein shake.
Boom.
Yeah. 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 Big Mac.
Get it. Get it. Get
wow,
it.
Yeah. I got some strange things that can help you lose weight. And you, no, not that one. We got a letter too. Somebody had a question about, I think their boyfriend possibly. Was she? My boyfriend works out and then immediately eats junk food.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that.
By the way, somebody on the live line chimed in letting us know that sometimes those blood pressure things have curtains. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, it's,
oh,
you know, personal.
Never seen that.
I haven't either.
Hmm.
Sounds like a photo booth.
That's so funny you fell asleep.
That's amazing. It was just comfortable, man.
Yeah. And you know what? I understand. You just, you don't, I mean, he would be hard to miss. I mean, you know, I mean, just walking by, closing up the shop, a guy just laying there. Oh,
yep.
No, there's a guy just sitting there in the chair. Come on, man. Someone needs to get fired. Someone wasn't paying attention. Let's see. How old today is Russell Crowe?
Ooh. 53. Dang it.
Buster Douglas.
Oh, wow.
He knocked out Mike Tyson to become the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in 1990. He lost the title 10 months later to Evander Holyfield.
49.
57, Buster Douglas. Jackie Chan, the brilliant martial artist actor / stuntman.
I feel like he's older, but he looks so young, so I'm going to say 60.
63. You'll get it one of these
terrible
days, man.
Terrible at this game.
You'll get it one of these days. Don't ever give up, man. Don't ever give up. For this next one, hold on a second. Get this.
Why are you making
Welcome
a phone
to
call?
Colin Oates.
Oh, Colin
Your emergency
Oates.
Hall and Oates helpline. Oh. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
Yeah. Is it John's birthday or?
John Oates.
Daryl. Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
singing.
Well, Daryl Hall technically would be singing.
That's true.
Look at that. Daryl Hall and John Oates. John Oates today is... Man, he's got to be in his 60s. Oh, man, I'm going to shoot high. Homie.
Nope.
Almost. 69 years old.
He is. 69 years old.
Yeah!
Good job.
I got it right, John Oates. Ba-da-ba. Bring your mustache back.
Gosh.
That's not all. Today is also our dear friend Brandon Thigpen's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Brooklyn! Shout out. How
happy birthday
is Brandon Thigpen today?
I'm going to say he's probably right around our age.
Okay.
I'm going to say he is 36 years old today.
Give yourself the buzzer!
Really?
Yeah. He's 25.
Oh my gosh, he's young?
Yeah, he's 25.
I had no idea.
At least that's what he's said for the last like 10 years.
All right. Happy birthday, man. Yeah. Yeah. Is he really? Is he really that age? Come on.
Maybe the last 8 years.
All right. Big show today, guys. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll do some headlines. Apparently, we had a major missile strike yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. We definitely have to talk about this.
So we'll tell you what's going on. We'll do some headlines, check the roads. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Comedian Don Rickles is dead in L.A. from kidney failure, age 90.
I say this from my heart. I've never liked you.
The U.S. Senate has gone nuclear. That means it has changed the rules so that Supreme Court nominees can be confirmed with a bare majority of 51 votes.
President Trump discussed trade issues and perhaps other economic matters with China's president, Xi Jinping.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says he will step aside from the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Twitter is suing the U.S. government after receiving a demand for records that could reveal the anonymous user behind an anti-Trump account.
Comcast is wading into the mobile market.
The U.S. drops from 4th to 6th on the list of tourism-friendly places. The World Economic Forum's annual report says its score was the same as the last report, but Japan and the U.K. have moved ahead in natural resource appeal and tourism infrastructure.
The world's number one ranked golfer, American Dustin Johnson, is out of the Masters because of injury moments before he was scheduled to tee off in golf. First major tournament of the year.
The Masters. I love how soft-spoken the commentators are for golf.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Masters. There's usually about a 5-second pause before they start speaking again. So nice. Beautiful. 6:34.
Oh, hi today. 78 degrees in the Albuquerque metro area. Traffic. Taking a look at traffic around the city. No accidents to report at this time, which is good. There's a lot of construction happening. In fact, today, I-40 frontage road west between 4th Street and 12th Street. The right lane is blocked all the way between 6th and 12th. So that's new to the area. Welcome to the area, construction.
Welcome.
Have some fun while you're here. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Make sure you guys make plans to come out for Good Friday service at Calvary Albuquerque, April 14th at noon. Of course, a special message from Skip Heitzik. We'll have some live music, and United Blood Services will be out on location for their annual blood drive.
That's right.
Give blood. Give blood. You're saving lives when you do that. Make plans. April 14th at noon. Big show today. Sandra Lee, she's an Emmy-winning celebrity chef who has created and hosted TV shows on HGTV, Food Network Cooking Channel. She's also on Good Morning America, and she's promoting her Easter baking tour. So we'll have the ladies from Bear Canyon CrossFit in to talk to her and share some health tips and talk not only our physical health, but our spiritual health as well. Man, if you don't tune in the 7 o'clock hours on Friday, it is crazy how the two are so identical. Our spiritual growth and physical go hand in hand. It's crazy.
Yep.
Talk about it. Oh, we also have a huge announcement. We have another concert announcement for you guys at 8 a.m. this morning.
That's right. We're going live on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere for this big announcement. Simulcasting everywhere.
Yes.
Star 88 FM. If you'd like to search for us.
Yep. Freedom Celebration. We'll give you all the details about that coming up. But we'll announce another band for that at 8 a.m.
A member of our Starmy chimed in and said, so weird that they don't mention the missile strikes on Syria in our news. They don't.
Yeah, they didn't, did they?
They didn't.
I really wasn't paying attention, but I didn't
But we will. In case you didn't know, President Trump announced a military attack against Syria. We have a clip.
That attack on children yesterday had a big impact on me. Big impact. And I will tell you...
Oh, that's the wrong clip. My bad. I forgot to slide these over. Here it is.
On Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians. Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed. And we hope that as long as America stands for justice, then peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail. Good night, and God bless America and the entire world. Thank you.
U.S. launched nearly 5 dozen cruise missiles at a Syrian airfield in response to the chemical weapons attack. It's the first direct assault on the Damascus government since the beginning of the civil war in 2011. They called the airstrike a one-off, said there are no plans for escalation. The U.S. airstrike in Syria was an aggression against a sovereign state and in violation of international law, the Kremlin said in a statement. Shortly before the strikes, the head of Information Policy Commission in the upper house of Russian parliament, Alexei Pushkov, said on Twitter that if Trump launches a military action in Syria, it would put him in the same league with Bush and Obama, end quote. Man, KOB News 4 here locally in Albuquerque caught up with some people in Albuquerque at the Isotopes game last night to get their reaction of the U.S. strike. We have some clips.
I feel like that's a big act of war against another country from the U.S.
I think it's perfect. All of our families in the military, I think they deserve what they got. This is the United States of America, the best country in the world.
You can't have chemical warfare against women and children and babies as they did in Syria. And this is the second time Obama did nothing, and so good for Trump for doing something.
I'm not sure that launching a bunch of missiles without any kind of contingency plan or any backup or exit strategy was the best plan.
I think it was the right thing to do. Personally, I think that, you know, us as the U.S., we need to stand strong.
It's funny to hear people's opinions on it.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, I mean, obviously they took enough from both sides.
Yeah.
Which is good.
For me, we don't know all the information.
We don't.
They don't tell us everything. So for me to,
even comment on something like that? I don't know.
Well, because it's such a big deal, I wanted to touch on it. I mean, I'm not, quote, educated enough as well. So I begin last night when I found out, it was like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I found a few different sources, but I thought this was written well. Here's what we do know. 59 Tomahawk missiles were fired from American destroyers in the Eastern Mediterranean at Al-Sharat airfield in Syria. This is what officials said where the attacks originated this week, the chemical weapons from Assad. The Syrian army says that the U.S. attack killed 6 people. We know that, according to the Syrian army. President Trump ordered the strike after 2 days of intense deliberations that involved 2 meetings of his top national security advisors, including one that President Trump conducted from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Mar-a-Lago, whatever. In announcing the strikes on Thursday evening, President Trump called the chemical attack barbaric. His decision would, quote, prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons, end quote. Now, the Russian military, they are active in Syria, and they were notified of the strikes in advance, although American officials did not inform President Putin. In a briefing, the Secretary of State criticized Moscow for failing to live up to its promise in 2013 to destroy all of Syria's chemical weapons. Russia, on Friday morning, has reacted quite harshly, maintaining its view that Mr. Assad had not bombed his people with chemical weapons, and Iran, that's Russia's main regional ally, also has condemned us for the attack.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's some things we don't know. There's some other things. The president acted without the consent of Congress. Like, yeah, he deliberated for a couple days, and he's like, we're going to do this. Boom.
Wow. That's crazy to me. I thought you had to run, especially something like that, an airstrike.
Well, according to the New York Times, presidents often see a quick improvement in their favorability ratings after using military force. However, being that he did act without the consent of Congress, in the long term, the public may actually turn against him for using the military in this way, like a bully. I've already seen so many comments on Facebook from people who were very anti-Trump before who are now, I mean, even more so, you know. And I've seen some people who were like pro-Trump who are now going, oh no, he did what he, you know, criticized other people for doing. And now he's because he often criticized, as a candidate, the use of military force. And so whether this use of military force this early in his term is an indication that he intends to develop an aggressive foreign policy based on the frequent use of force is still something that we have yet to see. But that is what he was always criticizing as a candidate, was the idea of using an aggressive foreign policy based on force. He didn't like that. But he just launched it.
Well, I wonder if that is if they're thinking this is what we need to do, because look at North Korea right now. I mean, they're talking about, you know, taking us out. And I wonder if this is kind of I'm puffing my chest up. Don't mess with us because I will respond quickly.
Yeah. Starmie member said news sources are saying they made sure the launch at the airstrikes were at a time when the military base was not hardly inhabited by soldiers. It was a time when it would be minimally staffed. The Russians were made aware of the attack by the U.S. before the strike. Yeah.
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because only, 5 or 6 people were killed during the strikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Again, we don't know all the details. We don't know exactly. I mean, do they know 100% that it was that guy?
It's a great question. Have you seen Designated Survivor? How do you know 100%,
right? Bro? Yeah, it's a good call. Oh, I would hate to be the president.
Shout out to our girl Christy out in Mississippi. Just chimed in and said, it seems odd to me to hope for peace and also announce an airstrike in the same speech, but also ban immigrants.
Well.
That was because he did say that he hoped for peace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. Oh, but he said in the end. But another Starmy member said, I don't see a problem without running it through Congress first. That's why he has a board of military advisors. Why would you ask a bunch of ex-college frat boys a strategic military question?
That's a good point. I was thinking the same thing. He surrounded himself with some pretty educated people when it comes to the military, you know, some people that have been there and done that.
Yeah. Man, another member of the Starmy said, there's no reason for us to be going to war in another country. I hate when those guys did. We need to learn our lesson. We can't solve their problems for them. He promised back in 2013 he wouldn't bomb Syria without congressional authorization. Politicians and not keeping promises.
Yeah.
Somebody else said only 5 or 6 compared to the hundreds that died in the chemical attack. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, guys. I mean, it's still pretty brand new. And I've been reading up from so many different, cause I'm trying to, you don't want to, it's funny to see, and you hate to call out certain sources, but I'm going to anyway. Like, it was really, really funny to see the way that it was covered. Because there was an immediate bias and slant. Like, I was reading CNN. I try and read everything.
Right.
Whether it's, yes, even sometimes Fox News. I actually, to be honest, I haven't looked at a Fox News article on this.
That's all I looked at this morning.
Shut up, really?
Just kidding.
I checked out the New York Times, the Washington Post.
You have to.
And these
you
are
have
all,
to go to all.
These are all left-leaning. Yeah. Like, I wanted that slant.
Right.
Because that's not necessarily my slant.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want it biased the other way.
Right.
So I'm trying to find, but CNN's was just like, these are the biggest risks and why Trump shouldn't have done it, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no like, well, okay, but I need facts. I don't need your opinion.
Yeah.
That's literally just your opinion. So
apparently, they have 12 more bases in Syria that they could have bombed, but they bombed one as a kind of, hey, you did this awful thing, and what are they expecting now, though, is my question. That there'll be no more chemical attacks, that they'll just stop because, hey, we just bombed a base, you do it again, we're going to take you out kind of thing?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Is it like the mob?
Right.
Like, hey,
yeah.
You did something very bad.
Yeah.
We're going to take your finger.
Yeah. We're going to show our strength right now.
I don't know. It does seem very, I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said, hey, speaking of those college frat boys, those college frat boys are the representatives of the people in this country. And it's supposed to be a government by the people, not by a panel of military experts. Okay.
I don't know how to comment on that.
Somebody else said, Congress holds the power to declare war. As a result, the president cannot declare war without their approval. However, as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, many presidents have sent troops to battle without an official war declaration.
So this isn't something that he's going to get in trouble over, right, with Congress? Is that...
To find get in trouble, man.
I don't know.
Like, he doesn't seem like
think
he cares. Honestly, and I don't...
On 24 Congress,
I don't mean this in a positive or derogatory way. He just seems to me to be the, quote, John Wayne president.
Congress tried to take out President David Palmer at one point, okay, man?
Okay, go away forever. That's a TV show.
No, you don't ruin it for me. Greatest president ever, President David Palmer. Good morning. Okay.
Now he sells car insurance.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bill.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Talk
oh,
to
heck
him.
Yeah.
You know all about this.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Good.
I don't. Okay. Here's my spin. America has been getting fat and flabby. Okay.
CrossFit.
And all of a sudden, on November 8th, America joined CrossFit.
Okay.
And we didn't see much improvement for a while, but boy, the talk was nonstop. I'm joining CrossFit. I'm getting better and better and better. Well, last night we finally flexed the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. I totally hear what you're saying.
I do hear
Bill.
What you're saying. And we're getting a lot of comments on both sides, but
yeah, I get that.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes.
Well, no, see, the thing is that the important thing to remember was that we bombed a landmass. We didn't bomb people.
And okay? That's
we
what,
didn't
yeah.
Poison, we didn't, and it, you know, they did it at a very, at a time of the day when there's hardly anyone there, and I think you already touched on that.
Right.
The thing is that we have to remember why he did this, and you know, we're talking, we've seen the videos. It's horrendous, the poison that went out on these people. Dude, you know, sanctions wouldn't have worked on this because it could have happened again in another week in another community. You know, you need to send that message. It's a horrible thing to bomb, but the fact is that you got to send a message. Hey, you can't get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
It's enough's enough, and it shows the rest of the world that, hey, guess what? We do have firepower, and you mess with us, you don't poke the bear.
Mm-hmm. Good call, Bill.
Thanks, man.
I love
Thank
how you.
Okay. Yeah.
You did that.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you, too.
That's good.
Good job. We got a great email that I want to share from someone who's been a longtime listener who has some, I don't want to say expertise, but that's the word I'm using.
Okay.
The president cannot declare war without the consent of Congress. He did notify some congressional leaders before the strike. The president has some serious leeway when acting in the security interests of the United States. There was a red line crossed. When it was crossed during the previous administration, nothing was done. This time it was different. A red line was crossed.
Yeah.
And so did they do it to provoke, just to see what this administration was going to do? Like, who knows? We will not know a lot of the details, but we're not, quote, going to war. This was a shot across the bow.
It was, we were flexing our muscles, like Bill said.
Yeah.
Don't mess with us, because if you do something like that again, we'll take you out.
He also said, guys, step away from politics. Because he's right. Kidding, we don't
right?
have,
yeah.
and that's it. It's basically just like, hey, you guys, open up sounding board. Honestly, I'm not even trying to pretend like I have any expertise in this.
We count on you guys to text in or call us. And we're actually reading the stuff that the news is putting out.
Yeah. A member of the Starmie chimed in and said, I actually teach government. And I always tell my students, when something like this comes up, we can say all we want. Politicians can say what they won't do or they will do. But in reality, when someone is put in any type of situation like this, and it was you, you really have no idea how you would react until you're put in the situation.
That's so true.
Imagine that, dude. He's pretty new and he's pretty divisive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time a president was this divisive. Like, and to be fair, we're in a different world, man. Yeah. Social media, like, I know exactly how everyone feels about the president at any given time.
Yeah.
Thanks to Facebook. Because so many people on both sides are like, he's incredible. Yeah. John Wayne. And then people are like, he's an idiot and we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And hope you're happy, people who voted for Trump. I've read so much of that in the last like 12 hours. And yet it's true. Like we don't know how we would respond. Imagine like new president and he's sitting in this room with his military advisors. And it's like, here are the photos of these children who were choking to death from chemical warfare.
Yeah.
So here are our options.
Right.
Here's what we can do. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not get involved. It's halfway across the globe. Let them sort it out themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody chimed in. A lot of people actually are chiming in. Somebody said Trump basically pulled a Teddy Roosevelt, waved his big stick around, show his great white fleet, so to speak. Somebody else said, hey, pray for our world leaders. That's what we need to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Yeah. Man, so many people are chiming in, and a lot of it is, you know, good opinions. Somebody said, read about Reagan bombing Libya. Way to flex then. It's time to flex now. Imagine your child being in the position of those kids. You'd want justice.
Yeah.
And you would want to stop that devil. And to that, I wholeheartedly agree. I can't get the twins out of my head. Like, I just keep,
Yeah.
Can't hang, man. Can't handle that. And no one should be able to handle that. It was horrific.
Yeah. I cannot watch any of that stuff. I can't do it. There you go. We'll keep you updated on all the stuff happening in Syria.
Why do I say divisive weird? How do you say it?
Well, both ways, really. I don't think you're wrong either way.
Divisive?
Divisive.
Divisive.
Yeah, I don't think either way is right.
I've always said divisive. I don't even know people
caramel,
say
caramel, caramel. Come on.
I say caramel.
I say caramel.
Is it a Texas thing?
I don't know. It probably is.
Somebody said, dude, what's up with the crazy way Steve-O's pronouncing divisive? I even read it divisive. That's ridiculous. I'm going to start saying it that way.
Divisive. Divisive.
Divisive. I like divisive.
Divisive.
Oh, man.
All right. We're coming up on a break here. No more politics talks.
No,
right
done.
Now, we're done.
Done. Although I really want to read a text I got in.
Yeah.
From my dear friend Thigpen, but I cannot.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Amy and Beck from Bear Canyon CrossFit. Also, Sandra Lee. She's a pretty big deal. She's an Emmy-winning celebrity chef. She's been on HGTV, Food Network, Cooking Channel. She's also on Good Morning America, and she's going to talk some healthy Easter baking tips. She's doing a tour right now. So that's coming up at 7:10. We'll be right back. Civilian Reasons, Star 88. Good morning. Dex and Steve-O, 7:07.
High today of 79 degrees. I just ended.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Out of the road, Steve-O.
Well, there's an accident, 4th Street at Montaño, actually. So if you're trying to travel on Montaño, it's pretty jammed up, especially considering there's also road construction. The left lane is closed. Montaño Northwest at Culture. No other accidents to report at this time, though. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, I know!
I'm back. Yay!
You're back. You've been out.
I've missed you guys.
Dude, we have missed you, too.
I know. I've missed being here.
Yeah. Amy is a coach at Bear Canyon CrossFit, and she comes in with Becca, who should be here. But they both coach down there, and we talk health. We talk fitness. We talk diet. We talk about not just our physical well-being, but also our spiritual well-being and how those two go hand in hand. I mean, they're so similar. Our walk with Christ.
Yeah.
And our walk at the gym or at the mall, whatever.
You know.
I love mall walking. It's
oh,
some of
really?
My favorite
pastimes. Really?
Is that
what you've been doing
times.
Lately?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's...
Just mall walking?
Yeah. Just walking at the mall
been,
with the
I've
elderly.
Been, I've been trying
Don't
to go
that
up
on
my
the air.
Stairs, but I can't because of Wednesday's walk.
Yeah.
I guess I love, we were talking about this actually this week. He hates getting sore. I love getting sore because I feel like I pushed
You
harder.
Pumped those muscles, huh?
Dude.
That is weird.
But seriously, I'm glad I have a rail because I've been like waddling.
Yeah, you do look a little bow-legged there and a little like,
That's because
what's up?
Wednesday was back squats, thrusters. What else did we do? It was just all like,
God, is that the day you took your shirt off and flexed your muscles in front of everybody?
Okay. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Amy takes pictures of everybody, and she posts this picture in our gym group, and it's like, I look so mad.
Well, yeah, one. You're lifting heavy weight.
And
yeah,
my shirt's
but I
off.
Said you were mad because you were focused, and then you
I
were like,
focused.
Well, I'm mad beyond other things. I'm like, why do you even say that? Why even go there? Just keep it neutral, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, before we jump into, we got a letter to jump into this hour from a Star member. With any minute now, we have Sandra Lee, who is an Emmy-winning celebrity chef. She's created and hosted TV shows on HGTV, Food Network, Cooking Channel. She's on Good Morning America, and she likes to talk about healthy eating. So we thought we would...
I mean, define healthy eating, though, because I think this is going to be hilarious.
Ooh,
the latest
that?
Thing she put up was, if you're looking to get out of the box for your Easter treats and desserts. So, like...
Steve, I think after all this time together, you could probably define healthy eating.
I know, but I mean...
You know what I mean?
If it's
like,
not,
we've gone over it
this?
To our blue in the face. I mean, I think the listeners are like, dude, come on.
But yeah.
We get it.
So we're just going to have some fun with some Easter treats. And you're just going to... I feel like you're just going to sweat
look at those
the whole time, Amy.
That's a carrot cake
this
cupcake.
This is not healthy. Rice Krispies right. hidden surprise Easter eggs.
Oh my gosh, what Look is she doing to us?
Those are Rice Krispie treats with M&M's stuffed in the
middle.
What
are you looking at? All the listeners are like, we can't see what you're looking at right now.
This is a list of what she's going to talk about. There's nothing healthy about this.
Here, this is perfect.
This is great. So.
Great.
Oh, that's, man. That's great. Yeah. Some Easter Bunny cheese spread. We all love Easter Bunny cheese spread.
Don't bag on her before she even gets on the air.
I hope you know her.
Maybe there's... I do know her. Personally, no. You know the funny thing about it? Maybe this is about we can go into balance. Mm, you know what I mean? Maybe you have the Easter cheese spread as a extra treat, but you don't live on Easter cheese spread.
Yeah.
You know I mean, so there's a little bit, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today after Sandra Lee gets off is mindful eating. It's kind of a thing we're going to focus on today. And, you know, maybe we can talk about balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're bringing her on and, you know.
Beck always talks about this, the idea of, like, earning it. Hey, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Beck. Communication.
The idea of earning the treats. So, because I've done a pretty good job this week. So, last night I ate a pint of Ben & Jerry's Jerry Garcia. So.
You know, the funny thing about Steve-O, if anybody follows Steve-O, anytime he cheats on anything, he posts it so much. Like, his friend from someplace they were traveling, he left a bunch of pints of ice cream in their freezer.
I did.
And they ended up having to throw it away. I mean,
that was in Brooklyn. Shout out.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Love you, thick
So he's out there buying whatever.
It was just one pint, man.
I never should have said that, Steve-O.
You shouldn't have.
You're going to refer to me every time you eat something that you're not supposed to.
You're my gateway. All right, here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning,
David.
How the heck are you? I don't want to say the other word.
That's okay. That's all right.
Because people will feel like I'm punishing them or something.
Okay. Well,
I've got Sandra Lee for you.
Okay, we're ready. Thanks, David.
Oh, David.
And you are on with Sandra Lee.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, my dear.
Hello.
Hello, Sandra Lee. Welcome to the show. We just wanted to tell you right out the gate that we are a bunch of people that are super healthy. We work out
constantly. This is a lie.
No, it's not.
We don't eat fast food. We stay away from sweets. So you can only talk about healthy stuff this hour. Okay?
So I shouldn't tell you about the butter that I just slathered on my toast as I'm crunching it as...
No, if it's grass-fed, organic, really healthy butter, bring it on. Share that with
really
us.
Really healthy, organic butter.
Grass-fed.
It's about an inch thick on my toast. No, it's not.
No, see, this
butter is one of those gifts that God gives you in life, right?
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Yeah, this is my favorite. So, Sandra, it's perfect timing because in studio on Fridays, we have our good friends Amy and Becca from Bear Canyon CrossFit, and they are trying to help the two of us, like, eat healthy and meal prep, and it's crazy. And I'm like, I just want Sandra to teach me how to make some yummy treats for Easter. That's all I want.
Well, you know, not all really tasty food has to be bad for you.
Right.
Or naughty. It's just, there are substitutions if you want to make it healthier. Girls, how do I want to say that? It's too early here in the morning.
Whoa, are you baking right now?
You want to make it even more healthy. Yes, that was the stove. The timer on the stove just went off.
You just lit it.
That's awesome. Jackson's
in heaven right now. You need to explain what you're baking because he's dying. He's got drool coming off the side of his mouth.
He's got sugar sweats.
Think of something unhealthy is coming out of the oven.
Well, you're going to hear everything because I'm currently in my studio getting everything organized for our Easter. Now, you know I'm doing cooking classes at Sur La Top, which is why we're talking this morning.
Yep.
And tickets are available at prices.com, but we're making things like spiral cut ham. And ham is so easy to do. First of all, for those of your fans who are listening who cannot cook or don't have time to cook, I'm just going to lay it down right now because I'm Aunt Sandy, and my job is to help your cause. Go to honeybake.com and order everything and have it delivered and heated up, okay?
This is so much easier.
So the second thing is if you want to cook and you want to get down with your bad kitchen self, go to the grocery store, get a spiral cut ham, and here's what you're going to do. Ham is super easy. Put it in the oven for 1 hour, 325. Pull it out of the oven after an hour. The glaze is very simple. 1 cup Dijon mustard, 1 cup brown sugar, 1 cup honey. That is it.
Wow.
Go go ahead and mix that together, pour it over the ham, lather the ham with it, tent it with aluminum foil,
beautiful,
back in the oven for 40 minutes. You are done.
Beautiful. You said mustard, honey. What was the third thing on that?
Brown sugar.
Oh, brown.
Gotta have that brown sugar. Yeah. Speaking my language.
If you don't have brown sugar and you have molasses, do that.
Oh, there you go. Molasses works. See, look at that for all you therapy people in there.
Yeah, I'm already thinking of the alternatives in my head.
I know. This is incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, honey, our ham, I feel like, is one of those Easter traditions that everybody knows. Do you have any Easter traditions that are maybe not so traditional?
She's like, no.
No.
Good! No, this is good, because I think
everybody... It's that way.
Stick with what works.
No, that's perfect.
Thanks for putting me on the spot, Steve-O.
I love that. Yeah. I love, because that's they're called traditions for a reason. So what would be your favorite?
Honey baked ham.
My favorite would start with a tablescape with like low wheatgrass pot along with terracotta pods, maybe painted white, with colored eggs in them and jelly beans around the bottoms of them, with tulips in yellow and pink, along with daffodils, which are my favorite flower, all the way down the table. So let's start with the tablescape, because it's all about the visual. And everybody feeling this season.
Yeah.
Also tiny cherry branches. Just saying. Then, the place setting.
You have
to have a really sweet cocktail.
Okay.
Not sweet, I don't mean sweet like sugary sweet. I mean like, wow, that's sweet looking.
Yes.
That's great.
Mimosa.
Easy, Sandra.
Easy. I'm very easy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well,
Then, of course, you have to have the main event, which is the ham. Uh-huh. And you have to have, or lamb, by the way.
Oh, lamb. There you go.
You can go to sandralee.com and get a lot of great recipes and a lot of great tablescape ideas and a lot of cocktail ideas. And then, of course, you have to have the side dishes. You have to have the beautiful scalloped potatoes. If you don't like scalloped potatoes, everybody likes mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Do what people like. Don't do anything that's like even on the line of questionable.
I love
Nobody
this.
Nobody wants to deal with questionable.
Yes, I agree.
Out.
I agree wholeheartedly. Don't go questionable.
So
don't try
kale,
and be different and fun.
Like a kale salad.
Like, guys, we're having duck this year. Like, what? Why? It's Easter. Are you kidding me? There are some sacred things in this world, and this is
it. Well, wouldn't lamb fall into?
No, because we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and he was the lamb that was slain, so it works out because you have lamb. No? Too close?
Yeah.
There's a good reason not to eat it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good point.
That was my thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
Lamb and duck.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, gotta check those muffins.
You're praying they're muffins. You have no idea if they're muffins.
Although I will say,
that, I need a cocktail.
Okay. Your Rice Krispies Easter basket looks incredible. I'm on your site right now. I'm looking at the 100 easy delicious treats that you posted on Facebook, and I will tell you right now, these molded Rice Krispie treats. I don't even know if I want to show Dex because he's going to start like sweating.
I've already seen it.
Yeah,
I'm dying.
These look phenomenal. Yeah, oh man,
Dex looks like he's dying too.
I am so hungry.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Question. Like, I know Valentine's Day is all about the girls and the flowers and the gifts, but what would you give your wife as a present for Easter? Because she's going to be, well, now that's such a sexist thing to say, because she's going to be in the kitchen cooking. Actually, that's the gift you should give your wife. You're in the kitchen.
Boom.
Okay.
All the clean up.
I'm down with it. I love
but
to cook, actually.
What would be
actually
a great present, like a purchase present for Easter? What would be fabulous?
Oh, man.
Piece of jewelry.
Okay,
why do we get? I didn't know that. But why even do gifts? I don't even do gifts for Easter.
I would say my wife loves gardening, and this season we haven't been able to put in fruit trees, and she's been, so I would actually probably go with a couple fruit trees. I would love to plant those because it'd be like, hey, Easter, we planted a couple fruit trees.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
That is a great idea.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you so much. What would you want? what do you want, girl?
Hey guys, I hate to rain on your Easter parade, but Sandra has to move on.
Okay. All right, thank you, David. Thank you, Sandra, so much.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
All right.
Okay, bye, Sandra.
Gosh, they're so quick. That was New York. So they were quick, like, sorry, guys. So she's got other interviews. She's in studio. Sorry, she was actually having fun with this one.
I feel like she's already been drinking cocktails at 7:20 in the morning.
I feel like she's in her kitchen in her pajamas making muffins just talking to us.
Exactly.
That's what we all want to imagine. Yeah.
Dude, you know she's the first lady of New York? Had no idea. I'm starting. I like Googling all this stuff, and I'm like,
but she has the key.
She's
the mayor.
Well, no, her dude's the governor. Her dude's So no,
she's married to the governor of New York.
Yeah, ish.
I've never. Oh, well, yeah, go back to this.
They're not really married.
They're not really married, so she's not really the.
No,
the
she's
first
the
lady.
She's the first lady.
Well, we
she's
got to place setting cocktail, ham, scalloped potatoes, and then you guys, then we could go ahead and add our own stuff.
Yeah,
there
to
you
this
go.
Menu.
I love
Amy
made notes. Oh. I love it.
Yeah,
so
this
good.
Is perfect.
Well, I mean, she said when she first started describing the most important thing, I kind of lost her. I'm like, oh my god, the table setting. Oh, do we have to set the table?
So important.
I'm like,
so important.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What is this standard we are missing? What is this standard? What if, talk about pressure.
Oh, yeah.
On
no,
Easter?
No. She is a Stepford wife. Like, she immediately, I just, that's what I thought
does
of.
She has three kids running around screaming at her and trying to get your workout in and everything else. So.
No, she has the nanny taking care of the kids.
Oh,
she
my God.
So maybe you don't really have to worry about the place setting.
Yeah.
And the, what color of tulips did she? I think she said I needed to get yellow tulips.
Yeah,
right?
Yellow tulips. I don't even know.
This is how mine work. My mind works. I was thinking about everything that I could replace. Not brown sugar, coconut sugar. She was going down the list. Yeah, I was going down the list thinking, well, this is what I would do. And it tastes just as good. I'm really good at alternatives. Ask my husband.
So there you go. So you can help us with Sandra Lee's Easter.
Let's go down the menu.
Cocktail. My go-to cocktail, because it doesn't have a lot of calories, is nothing.
Easy.
Water. Sparkling water with a little bit of lime.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful. That is what
your quote cocktail.
Yes.
I was laughing
it.
So hard. It was like, dude, it is 9 o'clock in the morning and this girl is talking mimosas.
Yeah. Dex is giving me this look like, Amy.
Easy. A box of wine.
My go-to cocktail is just a little dash of wine as we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, because we're taking communion.
While we eat our lamb.
Yeah. Sparkling water.
I looked it up.
I was trying to say, are we supposed to eat lamb? And all I could find was, Jesus was a vegetarian.
That's Google for you.
Oh my God.
And I love the idea of having a ham. Like, she went from place setting to sparkling water to the ham. But I didn't, whatever. Yeah. Honey, brown sugar, it all sounds
there's
wonderful.
There's got to be more
sugar.
Sugar
is a great alternative. It gives
ham?
That same texture.
What
and it hits.
Coconut
it's,
sugar.
As a better
oh, yeah, coconut
index.
Sugar. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of brown sugar.
Yeah, brown sugar.
And honey's a natural sweetener, so you could use honey on Easter as a treat.
Honey and
wait. What do you mean on Easter? Oh no, you're gonna kill me.
Do you dump a ton of honey into everything?
Not into everything, but every morning when I meal prep and I make my oatmeal, I do 1 tablespoon of raw honey from Texas.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
You know what? There's balance, right?
Oh,
balance.
Well, your eyes lit up like you were gonna murder my soul, and I was like, oh no.
Listen, that was
I do this every day.
You're not supposed to tell the public that. That's just between you know they can't see
what
that.
What about cinnamon? Because I do a little dash of cinnamon.
Cinnamon's so good for you.
Okay, good.
No calories.
I don't know these things.
It's so good for you.
I feel like I'm at confession all of a sudden. It's weird. Like, I got
so
nervous.
So good for you.
Okay,
so good for you. And then scalloped potatoes. I mean, what about just doing sweet potatoes and roasting sweet potatoes?
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
Such a better thing than scalloped potatoes with all the butter and the cream. And
So my mother, we do Easter at my mother-in-law's who lives up in Terrace, and she does scalloped potatoes.
Really?
I don't do any cooking on Easter.
I feel like sweet potatoes
she does
just fit better with ham anyway.
And sweet potatoes are so much better. Like, if you have a regular white potato versus a really well-cooked, crispy sweet potato, hands down.
And
it's
2017.
So much
better.
What are you doing
with anything white
cooking.
Anymore? Trust me.
Right.
All right, the live line is open. 585 live. I'm like trying to jump in. How do I get in here? Oh my gosh.
Not
so much.
True. Yeah. Welcome to my life every Tuesday, you jerk.
Okay, whatever. 585 live. You can text in. If you guys have any questions, maybe you want to talk about your Easter dinner or whatever.
We got a few people, actually.
Yeah. Feel free to call us 338-3700. Phone lines are open, or text in at 585-5483. We'll get to a letter here in a little bit. But what are they saying?
One member of our Star Army was very confused because they thought Sandra Lee was the chick from Grey's Anatomy and was like, I didn't know she cooks. That's Sandra Oh. That's a totally different person.
Try that again.
I mean, I'd have to Google that. I don't know anybody from Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Somebody else just said that was a great interview. She was awesome, super chill, lots of fun. Somebody else wants to know what you guys think about the keto diet?
Keto diet.
I've done keto.
I've done it before, too. Ooh, it's hard.
Oh, man, I miss carbs
at all. Nothing.
No carbs?
Nothing.
No,
it's
no carbs.
Really grumpy.
And I'll say, your body you get so grumpy, and you have very little energy, too. Oh. I mean, low energy... No carbs. Oh, really? I didn't. Oh, lethargic.
It's high fat. I like it because I could eat butter and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did not strictly keto. I did a little bit of sweet potato.
Well, that's just
a little bit of sweet potato, and I did that because
you're my enabler.
You pull all carbohydrates completely, like every single thing that's like fruit, everything. You feel low energy.
Yeah,
and
you want
to teach your body. Well, let me tell you, people do actually work out pretty well. I don't know about CrossFitters because that's a whole different form. Yeah. I mean, they deplete.
Well, we have a member that went through it a couple weeks ago, and she halfway through the workout, who is an avid, she trains constantly, came up and she said, "I have no energy to finish this," and quit the workout.
Wow.
She did 10 days of it. So I don't know.
Maybe she needed to up her fat and protein. It's a detox, really, because you're cutting sugar off, and you're going to training your body to fuel off fat, healthy fats, good fat, and in turn, you start burning more fat. It's a really quick way to get lean.
But if you're wanting to train,
I'd say in a 6-week program.
Okay,
why not?
Work out like somebody who works out, and I don't even mean like CrossFit. I just mean working out. You need carbs.
Well,
don't
clean
you?
Some.
Like,
well,
I don't know, there's such. I mean, yeah, yeah. The answer is
non-inflammatory carbs. Yeah, because I think it's a detox. Clean all that sugar out of your body. If anything for a short period of time, why not?
Okay,
it's really good.
I was reading an article last night before I went to bed about detoxing and cleaning and how to take care of your body and all. It was a great article, but the overline in all this magazine was. That we try to do these juices and we have to do these cleanses and we have to do this, where if we just stopped eating processed foods, stopped it. Anything that is really, really processed, the less ingredients, the better, right? Yeah. So the more natural and organic we can go,
absolutely,
the better our body will feel. And that all these people spend, I mean, it was, what did they say? It was for a day's worth of juices, it was $35.98 or whatever. And they said that if you just ate natural whole foods, you still have the fiber that the juicing pulls out of the foods, and you feel just as good, and you're doing the cleansing or feel better, and you're going to lose the weight versus people go through these juicing
moderation
and these
as well.
Yeah, they go through all these cleanses, they lose tons of weight, like 10 pounds in 2 weeks, and they feel great. And what is it? It's water weight. It's pulling water from your body and losing that weight, and then as soon as you start eating normal again, you put all the weight back on instead of trying to have it as a lifestyle of just eating really clean, healthy, whole foods.
I'm glad you brought that up because I found this study.
This is a real study.
At the University of Montana, they looked at how our bodies recover after a workout and found that fast food is just as good as protein bars and energy drinks, or maybe even better. After you work out.
Fast food.
Punch him.
Fast food.
Punch him.
Hey, researchers are saying
that. No, you know what? It's funny. We can find research about anything anywhere, right?
Amen.
To support anything. Anything you want to believe in, you get on the internet and somebody will be there to back up what your belief is.
Yeah.
And for us, if you look at a hamburger that can sit on a shelf for a week versus something that's made at home, come on. Common sense is that your body's going to be able to break down something that's more natural and organic.
Yeah.
You know, goes back to the pale times or the
that study's probably just at the efficiency and how well your body absorbs it right after a workout, because your body's burning a ton of calories. Super, your metabolism's up,
how are you going to feel 30
that's
minutes
what it's
after
talking
that?
About yeah exactly
what's that going to feel like after 30 minutes of consuming a cheeseburger?
It's probably
from a
talking about in the term of gains, like you know, just eat a car. You know, you deplete your muscle glycogen because you're eating all that bread, and me.
Yeah. Well,
this is what they said.
High fat. Okay, what
they
said?
Researchers had,
read it from
they had athletes do an intense workout on a treadmill for 90 minutes. Then half of them ate power bars, energy cubes, Gatorade to get their energy back, while the other half ate pancakes, hash browns, hamburgers, french fries, and soda. 2 hours later, they had to ride 12 and a half miles on a stationary bike as fast as they could. Researchers found that they ate basically made no difference in how they performed. They were just as fast and had just as much energy.
That's a short-term result.
That's just a short-term result. I was also going to say, short-term result. Like, if they did this every day,
That would be a long, that would take years to be able to study. But we know now that in the long-term result, that's going to kill you later on.
Yep. Yeah. And somebody chimed in on the star member said, funded by McDonald's.
Exactly.
Right. Seriously. Of course.
Because it's true.
That's propaganda.
Totally.
It's total propaganda.
Somebody else wanted to know how you guys feel about meal replacement shakes. Like,
sure.
I don't know.
Time and place for it.
Yeah, there's a time and place for it. Okay. I say it, well, you know, when you have meal prepped and you're... What is the question exactly? Like,
how do you feel about them?
Instead of drinking a shake.
Of course.
Yeah.
Isogenics? I don't know what that is.
Some kind of protein.
Well, there's all those different meal replacement shakes out there. And I think you have to be careful with that, though, because it can become a diet to where once you stop drinking those shakes, then if you don't know how to properly eat and cook, you're just going to go back to the fast food and all your bad eating habits.
We always recommend real food over protein shakes. But if you're in a hurry, I mean, make sure you have a good protein too as well. There's a lot of great proteins that are, you know, don't have a million fillers and all that extra crap.
I just think it'd be good for everybody. Like, I have a member right now that was addicted to drive-thrus. Completely addicted.
Is his name Dex?
Her goal was to stop going through drive-thrus for a period of a week, one day at a time, right? She came in last week. She's dropped 20 pounds, feels better than she's ever felt, and is so excited that she's saving so much money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all this stuff, like all these diets and this fast food, and this is better. Sustainable? Is it sustainable? Is that right?
Sustainable.
Is it sustainable?
It's Friday. It's early.
You know what I mean? Let's talk about how much can you go through a drive-thru and feel great about yourself? You don't. You feel fat and lethargic and awful.
How about they eat that way and then try to work out?
Oh, man.
That was post, you know.
Let me tell you about yesterday's workout.
That's not pre-workout.
After that Mac Jr. and Coke, I was like, man, I don't have any energy. It's like gone.
That's great. Let's tune in on Steve-O and Dex and how they're doing on the food plan that we put them on.
I'm doing excellent.
I'm doing actually really good.
You are?
I really am.
You are, but you don't check in with your coach very often.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, I know.
Here's the thing. Here's my
Steve-O's got his hand raised.
It's your fault. I do.
It's your fault. They blame us.
I have everything written down. I have my weights for every Monday and every Thursday, and I did text you once, but I don't. I get on the scale at 4 a.m., and I don't want to text you at 4 a.m., so I write them down, and then I'm in the gym, and I totally forget.
I'm thinking at 4 a.m. That's where I get all my best thinking.
Are you really, though?
No.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want to text you that early. So I do have everything written down, but here's the thing, and maybe this will help some people, because we have so many people chiming in right now that are on diets and different things and hopefully not getting discouraged, but it's hard, dude. I'm on, what is this, week? This is almost going into week 4 of this. And I've been sticking to it as hardcore as I can want to gain, right?
Rome wasn't built in a day.
I know.
Like, and week, you're just,
okay.
You've been
week held, 4.
Week 4.
And
people, I mean, not to discourage
I've
anybody.
I've lost weight on my gain plan.
Have you done your, we haven't done his
first of all,
body
he's not
fat.
Doing,
how many
gains?
Oh, yeah.
You might have done his body gains. Fat.
That's
you
true.
Done your body
and
fat. He's that's also true. Okay, not eating his fat at night like he's supposed to. So yeah, I need to sit down with you and kind of fine tune it a little bit.
Okay.
Well, so make an appointment with me.
We'll talk about you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we can help.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm down to 152.8.
I read this article about this guy who looked just like Steve-O. And he outlined a program that he did. I think it was a CrossFit program, but he weighed like 160 pounds, and his goal was to gain 20 pounds. And his first thing that he said it takes a while to get to gain those first few pounds. I think it took over a month for him to actually see any difference in his body.
Yeah,
you know, and it after about a month or two, he said he started to see those gains. But you have to be very consistent with it, you know. Yeah.
Well, same with losing weight. You know, you get people that come in and they get on the program for a couple days and they're like, you know, I'm not seeing any change.
Yeah.
You know, you feel motivated. You have a couple days of really good eating. You feel pumped up, like I can do
take
this.
Take your shirt off in the
this
gym.
This is awesome.
Okay. Yeah. It gets hot. It gets so hot,
okay,
guys.
Sure.
It gets
his metabolism
so hot.
Fire.
I get off in the gym too. It's okay.
Easy. Amy.
No, but not take. I mean, like, I
know what you mean.
Bra.
It's called a sports bra. Welcome to the
I'm gonna
gym.
I'm going to dump you.
Gosh, you are so weird.
Shall we talk about mindful eating?
Can we do a lightning round?
Yes, 585 live. You can text in 585-5483 or call us at 338-3700.
We only have 20 minutes, and we have so many questions, so many people chiming in that would like to ask the ladies some stuff. So here we go. Somebody started the keto diet and meal plan. So far, absolutely loving it. It's delicious. I do a little bit higher carb version, though. So that, what, you can actually do a carb version of the keto diet? Okay. somebody else wants to know where they can find...
That's my version of it.
Where they can find an actual good meal plan to follow. I'm going to just send them all the deets for...
Yeah, Bear Canyon CrossFit. That's why we're here.
Somebody said, what if you skip the drive-thru and dine in the restaurant instead?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God,
question.
That is going to be a game changer. It's so much healthier for you if you walk into the crappy place to
eat. Maybe they stay standing up the entire time.
Do squats while you're eating the burger.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up the information at facebook.com/star88fm because we've had three different people actually interested in a simple, affordable meal plan because this one says, I don't know how to figure out how not to eat junk food. It's great to say, hey, stop eating processed food, but a lot of us don't know how to put that into practice with our daily diet meals, especially when we have families to feed as well as ourselves. And I will say I agree because it's tough. I have three kids, and so now we're cooking towards my game plan, if you will, but it's actually not as hard as it seems. Like
it's not as hard as
instead
it seems.
Of,
it's a transition.
Instead of mashed potatoes tonight, we're doing baked sweet potatoes. And asparagus, you know what I mean? So it's not.
Come talk to us. We'll
so many alternatives.
So, I'll post that.
So much we can help you with.
Facebook.com/star88FM. I'll post all the details for that.
I've got my pinky kids like eating what I eat now.
Yeah.
It took a while, but they eat what I eat. They eat what I cook. Otherwise, I'm eating what they eat. And
that's
macaroni
teach
and
them
cheese.
By our actions.
Somebody else just wanted to down your research. They said part of a good study is specificity.
Specificity?
Specificity? Sorry, mimosa.
Oh, your cheeseburger research.
The study researched energy levels, not overall health of the participants. So, yeah. Somebody wanted to know how
they'll
you guys
later.
Feel about using a pre-workout, like a pre-workout shake.
Yeah. I think it depends. I think some people. Becca had one the other day before we worked out.
Coach,
and
one of
just
our coaches,
killed her.
One of our, I was like, I'm dead. I don't feel. He's like, here, this is why I took a half scoop of this, and I was going. I was like, all right, I was exhausted, and I was going to work out with Amy, and it's a race, and we work out together, even though she says it's not a race, it's a race.
Oh, it's always a race.
It's not a race. It's a race.
It's a race. Everything's a race.
Competition.
So I did like a four scoop of this, and heart palpitations are just I couldn't even go to sleep that night.
Wow.
It lasted me all day.
You have to be really careful with pre-workouts,
and I guess you would eat. Ease into it. I know a lot of bodybuilders do it before their training. I'm not. You can fight. Yeah,
and read you the ingredients. You know, if it's loaded with caffeine and you're not used to doing caffeine, you know what I mean?
Like, I have healthier alternatives.
Yeah, I was going to say
all this.
An apple.
I mean, I can
That's what I did that yesterday.
Sugar before you work out.
I really did that yesterday because I took a nap for like a couple hours, and then I got up and we went to the gym. And 15 minutes before, I ate an apple. I had so much energy.
Yeah, dude,
it was perfect.
I always go straight for the fruit basket at the gym.
I always fill it for you.
Yeah,
I watch
I know.
You come, and I'm like, God, here we have to get more apples.
Yeah,
because seriously, it's like it's like a natural sugar, and you
I like
get
the tangerines.
Like you get energy. Yeah, or an orange. Seriously, just a piece of
fruit.
Yeah,
beer can has a fruit bowl.
We have a fruit bowl.
We encourage people to take a banana or something.
So, because I tried one once as well, and I'm not good with. energy drinks or anything like that, and I felt
jittery. Yeah, you gotta be careful with that pre-workout stuff.
I felt jittery and weird. Some I don't
heart palpitations, bad. No yeah. energy. That yeah. was me.
Oh, awful,
and I used
right?
to drink that all the time. In fact, your body becomes so dependent on it that yeah. you just... It's really hard to wean off that stuff. I did when I used to be on it all the time before I had kids. And then they're like, okay, no caffeine or cut your caffeine like 85%. And I did. Oh, the migraines, the headaches. I tried it again. Never again.
Yeah.
I'm all about natural alternatives now.
Eat yeah. an apple.
You got to train your body.
Yeah, that's good. So you felt better, Dexter.
I really did.
Yeah.
That's yeah, because awesome. Usually if I don't eat at all before a workout, oh my gosh, I'll die.
Yeah.
I want to quit during the workout, but...
But
just
you're also
apple.
Getting your sugar in. You know, you're yeah. getting your sugar in, stay hydrated, you're good.
And you can tell people that walk in the middle of the workout if they haven't fueled their body. You can tell by looking at them.
Yeah.
They look lethargic. They look tired.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, dude, when was the last time you ate? It's 4 o'clock class and I ate at noon. Well, yeah. you're probably not fueling your body well enough.
Do I
to
look
really...
like that a lot?
No, I didn't. Did I say your name?
Just wanted to throw it out there.
Did you see how he immediately...
No. You guys look great. Man. You and Leslie came in last night. You yeah. guys are... You guys,
yeah,
great attitudes.
Yeah.
They're loving life.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
A great class last night.
Oh, so great.
Can I just,
great,
can
so
I just tell you, I tried to tag Bear Canyon CrossFit and from the website. I don't know if you guys know this, but one of your 5 photos that pops up is me doing the open, and I hate that.
So on
can
the
we
website,
fix that?
There's a so I
look at that.
There's a video that's
me.
Going. There's a bunch of photos that
Bear
are just
Canyon.
Going. It's a little photo slide.
Great. Well, I'm
leftovers from the open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe
I'll
just put that on
we'll
there.
Update it.
I love how they
we're
cut your face
it.
Off, though. They didn't want your face on there.
Yeah.
Maybe the reasons we can't talk about.
That's why it works, because my face isn't shown. So
just where I'm wearing.
Okay, we got to do lightning round. Seriously.
Okay, lightning round.
Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Okay. What are ways you can motivate yourself to work out? I've always had a hard time going to the gym. There's no excuse, no reason why. I just hate it. I get grumpy even thinking about it. I used to be on the Atkins diet where I lost 20 pounds in a month but didn't keep off the weight, gained back even more. I work a desk job, so I don't get to move a lot. I know I need to get into the healthy lifestyle, but I just don't have the motivation. Help! There you go.
Okay, listen. I was just talking to a member the other day who is an avid CrossFitter, and he just stopped coming. And I called him once. He said, I know I need to come in. Called him twice. Need to come in. And I spoke to him yesterday, and he said, listen, I need accountability. I need to have somebody that I can meet at the gym. And so accountability or finding a friend helps tremendously. Mm. And now he's back into it.
Community.
He got out of the rhythm of doing it. And he said, I felt better. I looked better. I was eating better. And now I've stopped all that. Help me. And I think a lot of people feel like that. Like, I know I need to do ABC. And it just brings us also back about connecting to God. Like, we know that we need to get up and take a moment to connect with God to start the day, but we choose not to do it because of what? Everything that else is going on in our life. And then if we take the time to have a friend or just get to the gym or know that there's a coach there that's going to meet you there.
Yourself.
Yeah, then you'll feel more motivated to get there. So it's accountability or just doing it.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get on your knees and ask God to get you through the day? How long does it take you to get into the gym for an hour?
Yeah, and how much time do you spend on Facebook every day?
Yeah,
you know? Right? Like, maybe shave
sucks
off
in.
An hour.
In.
And, you know, you can spend so much time.
True. So true.
Well, yeah. What's the next question? This guy says he's resentful about it. I mean, he's having...
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
He's having a hard time.
Well, especially if you've put a lot of work in, you've gotten to this point, you know, you've gone months and you've seen the difference in your body, and then all of a sudden you just stop and you feel defeated.
Well, we get pattern interruptions and stuff. Yeah. Life happens.
And, you can get depressed. You just cry, you know, I mean, there's a lot of depression.
It happens all the time. You got to,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could get depressed, but, you cry out to God. Talk to God about it. Talk to a friend. I said this last week, because I had a hard week last week. I said this last week on the radio. I was like, I went to my sister. I called my sister. I was like, I used to isolate myself, and now I call someone and say, look, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of my funk.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, by the way, Margie.
Yay!
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
It's her birthday today.
Aww. Happy birthday, Margie.
Her and Andrea, twin sisters.
Happy birthday!
Why did you say it like that? Huh?
Is
it because they're Spanish?
Yeah!
What?
God.
Somebody wants to know about Lean for Life. Have you guys ever heard of Lean for Life?
No.
Okay, good. That's
Fit
a quick,
for life,
quick,
lean for life.
Quick
it just means be careful what
to
you
never
eat.
Fall off your program. Sounds like a lot of commitment.
Now, here's something interesting. We got a listener in Silver City. There's no CrossFit there for them, but they're interested in, you know, meal prepping and things like that. Where they want to know if there's any information that we can send down to Silver
City.
Right
now we've got people out of Santa Fe that are coming to us. I've got a couple clients that I'm working with, you know, in different cities and different areas. So just contact us and we can help you. I mean, you can get on a food plan and be monitored by a coach and be helped even if you're not in Albuquerque.
Now, somebody said accountability for working out, it's going to the gym, not an alcoholic quitting drinking, to which I
would
disagree, man.
I disagree.
Yeah, I do too, because I don't super love working out, honestly. Like, I don't.
Yeah, but you have all your buddies that you meet there, right?
And that's why I'm there, man. You know,
that's my social life.
Right.
I don't have social life. It's the gym.
I was thankful that I participated in the CrossFit games, like in the open. I loved that I did that. And I felt like I accomplished something at the end, but I wasn't stoked every Saturday. Like, I can't wait to do 17.4 so I can puke in the parking lot.
Nobody does. No. Let me tell you, everybody looks at it. Oh my God. You know,
Steve, what did he say? He said, so the accountability for working out isn't like accountability for an alcoholic.
Yeah. He said accountability for working out. It's going to the gym.
I think if we're talking constantly about food, I think food is an addiction. And I think that people can get addicted to sugar and to, you know, processed crappy food. And I think it is like an addiction.
Yeah.
And I think you do need accountability and you need somebody to help you get to the gym or eat better. And so I would disagree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, because it's the hardest part is getting to the gym.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
The hardest part is once not you're there, eating the crappy food.
Once you're there, you're like, okay, I'm here. I got to do it.
And you do it anyway, don't you, Steve-O?
I do.
Yeah. And you said you loved. You said loved that you finished it.
I did. I did love that
and
I finished
that's
it.
That's why we do it.
I didn't love it during it.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? It's Derek, man. What's up?
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to call in because I saw you guys were talking about the... I wanted to say, like, you know, when I went and I tried a class there at Bear Canyon CrossFit, I got to say, like, if it wasn't me, you know, so wrapped up in my own personal career, you know, trying to make it and other goals too, like, I got to say, like, I do plan to go back because it's very rare where people talk about going to a gym that actually like lives up to the hype or lives up to the word of mouth. And man, Bear Canyon CrossFit was one of the most welcoming places I've ever been at. Aww. Everyone said hello. Everyone was saying hi. Everyone
thank God
was
he
like,
said that.
And the workouts were
was like,
amazing.
I just want to say I was there once and there was this lady. She was really rude. Her name was Amy. She was so mean.
I was going to say that too, dude. Yeah. I was going to be like, oh my gosh, Bear Canyon. No, but no, it was honestly like, I absolutely planned to go back and absolutely be planning to become a member just because of the experience and because of, you know, that was really like one of the most welcoming gyms I've ever been at.
Stop yelling! Okay. Stop yelling! Do you have a question, Derek? Or are you just, that's literally all you want to say?
That's literally all I want to say.
Okay. We appreciate you, Derek.
There you go. We're non-com. We got to be careful with that, you know?
We
just want people
really
to move.
We thought that was wonderful.
Somebody else said... Why would it matter if it's comparable to an alcohol addiction? Somebody said accountability is so necessary in so many aspects of life. Thank you so much, Starmy member.
Here we go.
Somebody wants to know if there's actually an FA, like a food anonymous, like a foodie.
I'm sure there is.
Overeaters Anonymous. They're meetings, just like Alcoholics Anonymous and, you know, all the other Drug Addiction Anonymous. Yeah. It's called Overeaters Anonymous.
But they probably don't have coffee and donuts on
And them. I'll tell you, I'm sure they have coffee, but probably don't have donuts. Oh, Steve-O, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Steve-O's laughing. The good thing about Steve-O is even if none of us in the room are laughing at jokes, he's on the floor laughing.
He's going to laugh no matter what.
I think I'm hilarious.
I'm the best.
Somebody would take this your questions very seriously.
Yeah.
Because, you know, growing up, like in the church, in the Christian world, you know, we always talked about no alcohol. You know, it's like, you know, I look at it from more of no alcohol as like can be toxic to your body when you overdo it.
Right.
But I watched people just be gluttons with food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No discipline. Oh, yeah. And it's just as bad.
Oh, just as bad. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. So true.
Yes.
Yeah. So, not drinking, but shoving cakes and cakes in your mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Food. That was just a whole different addiction.
Yeah.
So we got an email in from Austria. shout out, saying, got a question for the ladies. Cool. Running a half marathon on the 23rd. They have a long run scheduled for Sunday, 16 kilometers, and then will taper until the race. They're doing CrossFit-style workouts 2 times per week to complement the running 2 to 3 times a week.
Good for you.
Using lighter weight and increased reps, nothing crazy. Front rear squats, thrusters, kettlebell swings, and jump rope. They plan to continue to do this right up to the race. Any other tips as far as trying to get through a half marathon? Or
no, that you sound like you're doing great. Just making sure you're fuel.
Well.
When I was training for marathons, half marathons, and all that kind of stuff, avocados. You know, using that healthy fat
slow
before
burning
those
fat.
Long runs.
Your body
the key.
Takes a while to. It's a slow burning energy. So.
Yeah. Good for you. That you sound like you're right on
there
track.
You go. Okay.
So then, is an avocado is that good to eat before the gym as well? Like an apple? Is that
No. You want a
fat,
quick sugar.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want something that's sitting in your stomach.
Oh. That's what I was thinking of.
So like an hour before. I would say an hour and a half before eat a healthy fat.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, we were talking to Pastor Schwan last week. And that's what he was. Yeah, Sam Schwan. Yeah. And he was, that's what he said. Like right out, we ran into him. And he's like, eat a healthy fat about an hour and a half before.
He's a runner, man.
Yeah.
So, and he's sick today. So pray for Sam.
No.
He's not in.
No.
He's not going to be in. Somebody wants to know what can help strengthen their back. I have chronic back pain, so I want something that won't make it flare up more than it already does.
Any you tips strengthen your core.
Okay.
Back squats. Ugh. Like the first thing when people come in the gym, the first thing that comes in, we see how's your back squat.
Okay.
And also,
your core
has everything. To do with your technique. You know what I mean? Making sure that you go to a gym that really will watch what you're doing and your technique and everything. So
make sure you communicate that with your coach.
Absolutely.
What your issues are.
What if you have heart failure and you're not supposed to overdo it at all?
Heart failure?
Yeah. I don't know. That's what it says.
Heart failure?
What if you have heart failure?
Maybe. I mean, if you have a bad heart, is CrossFit good? Like high intense workouts? Is that if you have a really bad.
I mean, even answering that question, I don't even want to go there.
Good.
I don't know what he means by heart
I'm
failure.
I'm so glad. Yeah.
You need to ask your doctor.
Good. There you go. I'm always hungry, especially in the morning when I wake up. What kind of food will keep me feeling full for a while?
Well, first of all, if you wake up hungry, that means you're burning your fat at night and building those muscles. So actually waking up and your body wanting to be fuel is a good thing. Just making sure that whatever you put in your body is, going to satisfy and be a healthy alternative. Avocados, almond butter, fats, eggs, lots of fresh vegetables.
I heard that Snickers satisfies.
Carbohydrates. Snickers does not probably do it.
But the commercials say that it satisfies.
Oh, I used to love Snickers bars. The before time, I felt right.
Okay.
Alternatives.
Snickerdoodles. I mean, all that.
I'm just kidding.
I make some really good paleo alternatives to a Snickers bar. I did that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm going to make them. Right. I'm going to have to bake some food.
Somebody wants to know if HIIT cardio actually works for weight loss.
Oh, great question.
That's
you actually do HIIT.
You know what? I do. I coach the HIIT, and Rebecca does too.
Go for it, Amy. High interval training.
I was going to say, what is
HIIT? It's actually supposed. It's a faster burning
high intensity interval training.
Yeah. Okay. So it's working hard, slow rest, and a 10-second rest.
Okay.
Or a 30-second rest, like a Tabata. Yeah, it's getting your heart rate up super high like that. It's actually awesome for burning fat and increasing
your cardio, and it's a great workout.
Yeah.
Wow, guys, we got so many questions. I'm glad you guys see it. This is what happens when you guys are here.
We love being here.
Good.
We're Americans. We're all fat. We need help.
Okay.
What? We're Southern Baptist.
Dex. I love when Dex is quiet for 20 minutes, doesn't say anything.
We're all Americans.
We're all fat.
Honestly, I'm like the average person that listens right now that struggles with fast food, and I've done all the different diets, and I failed, and this is like the longest I've been on something for a while.
We're so proud of you.
And you're really sticking
to it.
There you go. I know we got to wrap up, because 8 o'clock. We've got a big old announcement that we got to launch. But last question.
Becca's over there taking selfies of herself,
going all the way back to Sandra Lee. She was on the show and she was talking about her Easter thing. Somebody wants to know if lamb is healthy to eat.
Well,
this is coming from a Navajo that loves sheep. That's what they said.
Sure. Yeah, I would say yeah.
Sure. Probably a good protein source.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had it. It was very, like duck. A lot of fat.
Yeah.
A lot of fat.
Okay. There you go.
I have to look at it. I don't know.
Define healthy.
It's not, I mean, it's not something you can get in your everyday
store. I wouldn't eat it every day.
We don't put it in our programs.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just okay.
Beautiful.
Good job. What's that lamb been eating?
Yeah, good call.
That poor lamb.
I posted all the information about the Bare Naked Transformation, the meal preps, everything on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm, if you'd like to check out details on that. And I'm the only one talking because the other three.
Oh,
the other three are on their cell phones.
You were supposed to be doing, you kept saying you were going to do this questions. We were supposed to be doing these quick and rapid questions.
I did. I just read off like 20 questions. We made it to the end.
Okay. Thank
you,
ladies.
Love you guys.
Love
I didn't get to mindful eating. Mindful eating next Friday.
Okay. Perfect.
Building a relationship with food. Okay.
Thanks, ladies. All right, guys. We have a huge concert announcement.
Major. Right around the corner.
Freedom Celebration. Woo! We have another band added to the lineup. We'll tell you all about it next.
KLYT. Albuquerque, Santa Fe is Star 88.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Name.
Okay, we're live.
We are live!
Not only at 88.3 FM, but we are live at Calvary's Facebook page.
That's right.
My Facebook page, Star 88 FM.
How come we're not live on my Facebook page?
I don't know. Where are we? I don't know.
Come on, man. Gotta step up here. Are we ready?
We are ready. So we've been announcing some pretty incredible bands.
They can see, man. You gotta say it.
For Freedom Celebration, which is June 30th and July 1st, Isotope Stadium. Who did we announce so far?
We announced Zach Williams. He's the Chainbreaker.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's, dude, like, his number one hit, 14 weeks top of the charts, which is amazing.
Wow.
He's opening up. He's opening up the first day of Freedom Celebration.
Guys,
this is crazy, guys.
We are excited to announce.
Don't announce it yet.
Okay.
We're not going to announce it
yet. We're going to take a break and we'll be
home. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the first announcement. That was crazy. We had so many people. There's like hundreds of people chiming in.
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, billions?
Okay, here is the next band.
Oh, so excited. Yeah.
For Freedom Celebration, Isotope Stadium.
Wow. It's, June 30th. It's happening. No! Yeah, not yet.
Gosh, man.
We got to keep it going for as long as possible. 4 to 10, right?
4 to 10,
it's
going to
be a gospel message from Pastor Skip, which is going to be amazing. We're going to be out there doing the
afternoon
invasion.
The Newsboys!
What? Yeah. Are you serious?
Newsboys.
That's really it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It says right here, Newsboys.
Here's the thing. They were actually just here, and they played at the Kiva Auditorium. It sold out. So shout out to everybody who was not able to get a ticket because we are hooking y'all up because they're going to be playing at Freedom Celebration and now you can actually see them because there are a lot of upset people who did not make it out because it's the Land of Manana. Thanks, Land of Manana. I don't know. Maybe get a ticket in advance.
So
but you don't have to with Freedom Celebration.
So Newsboys just announced. So Monday you got to tune back in because we'll be announcing
another artist. Yeah. So artist numero trace.
It is going to be an amazing time. So make plans June 30th, July 1st, Isotope Stadium. It's a Freedom Celebration.
Yep.
Of course, a message from Pastor Skip.
Yep. And this is just the 30th. This is just June 30th at this point. Zach Williams and the Newsboys together one day. People are losing their minds. It's going to be fun.
Beautiful. Newsboys, guys. Newsboys.
There you go. And of course, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, wherever you are. Man, so many people tune in. And if you're just chiming in on 88.3 FM, make sure you get over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88FM. Like us because that's where you find out all the details because we have so much more to announce.
Thank you.
So much!
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Here they are, the Newsboys. Crazy at Star 88.
I was born to be crazy!
Newsboys, which we just announced. Friday, June 30th, Isotope Stadium. They are added to the Freedom Celebration. Make plans. All the details, freedomabq.org. And again, Monday, we have another announcement. Same time, same place. It's going to be amazing. Don't forget, we're going to be out there emceeing the event.
Yeah, dude.
Warming people up.
I'm excited. We got to get Tate back out there.
Yeah.
Hang out with us for a little bit during the invasion. Because...
Yeah.
I was bummed we missed him when they were here. We were actually in Las Cruces for Rock and Worship Roadshow, which was absolutely amazing. We had a lot of fun there. But we missed out on hanging out with the Newsboys. Duncan, yeah. Their drummer. There's some good dudes in that some band, my friend.
Good dudes, man. Good dudes.
So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to Freedom Celebration. That's just day one.
Yeah, day one. So we have more to announce coming up on Monday. It is 8:08.
High today of 79 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. Wow. Proud of you, Albuquerque. None accidents to report at this time.
Come on, man.
You doing good, baby girl?
I don't know about that. Come on.
That's your look.
Sure
traffic.
About that?
Yeah, I'm totally sure.
Okay. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. Shout out to our boy Sam Swan. He is sick today, so prayers for that guy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. No, he's not dead.
Oh.
He's just sick.
No, but I thought it meant rest in peace. Like, get some rest because you're sick. I say that anytime a friend is sick.
Oh.
Yeah, R.I.P.
You know what? It makes sense.
I hope you R.I.P.
That makes sense.
No?
No, I... You know, when you said it, I just immediately thought of death.
No, dude. You just want them to get a good rest because they're sick.
R.I.P., man. Rest in peace.
Yeah. I say that to, beautiful. Like, if I'm ever visiting a friend in the hospital and, like, just see other people that are sick in their, like, hospital beds, I'm always like, R.I.P.
R.I.P., man.
Hope you get some good R.I.P., man.
Can't say that.
I'm just saying.
You can't say that.
You know.
That's ridiculous. I had a bunch of things I saved this week for Sam, and now it's like, oh, I don't know. Is it going to be relevant next week?
By the way, we just got a big accident update on Paseo and Wyoming-ish.
Well, you got to ruin it.
In that area. I mean, can't get mad at me. Blame the Starmie member that chimed in and told us this. Please blame the Starmie member because I want to see you guys get into a fight because it's Joe Hawk.
Oh. Shout out to our boy Joe Hawk.
Yeah.
Miss you, man.
Yeah, big accident on Paseo in Wyoming area. So be careful, guys. Be careful. I think I ruined it because I said, you're doing good job, baby girl. And she was like, yeah. Boom. Looking at herself in the rear view. Totally forgot.
By the way, Joe Hawk and I need you.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. We were talking the other day.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, man, we got to get together and hang out. I miss you, dude. And Joe texted back, how do you get two introverts that don't like to leave their homes out? I'm like, we need a Steve-O.
Yeah, you do.
So if you could help us get together, I'd appreciate it. I really miss him and I need you to be my accountability partner.
You know, guys,
I don't leave my house.
Just got an update from Moscow.
You have update after update, man.
Just good stuff happening, man. Russia just decided to end cooperation with the U.S. Woo! Yeah, Friday.
Whew,
that's some lighthearted news for you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
that's pretty serious stuff.
That is. Yeah,
yeah. If you don't know what's going on, and honestly, we don't know all the details. None of us know all the details of what's going on. But yesterday, we bombed a Syrian airbase.
Yeah,
it was. I guess they have 12 different airbases there. We bombed one of them when nobody was really there. I think five or six people ended up dying in the attack. But sounds like it was kind of flexing our muscles. Standing up for what had happened with the chemical attack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cray cray, yo. Taking a look at the news. I mean, you look at it and we saw these heartbreaking images. Children gasping, choking for breath. The father with the two twin, like that, that photo. I can't.
Babies, man.
Yeah. So, and of course, this was a flashback to 2013 when the Syrian government unleashed their last major poison gas attack on its own people. The difference is in 2013, it was President Obama, and in 2017, it is President Trump.
What happened in 2013? Does it say, what did Obama do? Nothing?
Nothing.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. And so, on Thursday, President Trump took a pretty big risk, man. Ordering a retaliatory missile strike on Syria for its latest chemical weapons attack. And it has been a crazy 48 hours. So,
yeah, here's a little bit of what Trump announced yesterday about the military attack.
On Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians. Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
That's President Trump announcing the military attack yesterday against Syria. And we'll keep you updated as much as we can when we hear anything, but it sounds like the latest is Russia no longer.
Yeah, they suspended cooperation with us, basically.
Yeah.
And so we'll have to wait and see. Here's something that's very interesting. In 2013, when this happened, President Barack Obama was advised not to strike Syria after a chemical weapons attack in Damascus, you know. And one of the people that, quote, advised him not to was Mr. Donald Trump at the time.
Wow.
Obviously not president at the time. So, quote, President Obama, do not attack Syria. This is from his Twitter. There's no upside and tremendous downside. Save your powder for another and more important day. End quote.
Yeah.
And then as a candidate, he said that forcing Mr. Assad out of power is not as urgent a priority for the U.S. as vanquishing ISIS. He claimed that he had always opposed the Iraq war. He criticized President Obama and Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, who was his opponent in the election, as plunging heedlessly into foreign entanglements drawn by misplaced idealism and the substitution of other nations' interests for Americans. He said, one day we're bombing Libya and getting rid of a dictator to foster democracy for civilians. And then the next day we're watching the same civilians suffer while that country falls and absolutely falls apart. Lives lost, massive money lost. The world is a different place. We are a humanitarian nation now. So.
Yeah. And that's why it's going to be so split. There's going to be so many people on one side against the attack. There's going to be some people that are for it. And again, none of us know all the details. You know, we know that President Donald Trump has surrounded himself with some military people that have experience.
Yeah.
So we know that who knows what should happen and what shouldn't happen. You know, I mean,
yeah.
We don't know.
So there you go. Yeah. So we got an update that Russia has decided to suspend cooperation with the United States. After our military strike. They are condemning it, calling it a disgraceful act. So they suspended a pact to coordinate air operations over Syria. So, but people are chiming in like, well, here's my question. When did Russia ever really cooperate with us? Mm. So many people chiming in on it, but we definitely don't have to go down that road again.
No, we talked about it a little bit earlier. So if you guys want to hit the podcast, 585 live, if you want to text in or call us at 338-3700. Let's jump into some headlines, some other things happening.
Yeah.
And coming up around 8:30, we have a letter titled Turned Off by My Lazy Husband.
Oh, no. Well, in other sad news, comedian Don Rickles died of kidney failure yesterday at the age of 90. Legendary insult comic, arguably the greatest of all time.
Montage?
And we've got a montage.
Montage.
Give us an idea how Las Vegas has changed in 51 years.
You know, in my day, when I first started out, it was a lot of sand and a lot of guys that talked like, hey, Frank, what do you want to do later?
Yeah.
And they all sat around smelling their guns. And,
it is now 11 o'clock, and I'm fed up and tired. Marty, I would address... Somebody get a phone book so you can see me.
I can't
I look
see
around the room, and I realize now Aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
He was a funny man. Don Rickles was one of the greats.
He was Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, in Toy Story.
I hope he packed his angry eyes. And your angry eyes! Gosh. He was a popular guest on late night talk shows, racking up over 200 appearances, with more than 100 on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson alone. And that was just the start. He showed up as himself on over 100 different TV shows over the years and had more than 85 roles.
Wow.
Wow.
He was 90, man. He lived a great life.
Yeah. For those that don't know, his film work included Clark Gable movie, Run Silent, Run Deep, Kelly's Heroes, Casino, Beach Party, and of course, he was the voice of Mr. Potato Head. He was supposed to be a part of Toy Story 4, but had not recorded his lines yet. No. Considering the movie won't be out until 2019, it's still in pre-production. So, that stinks.
Yeah.
Who's going to be? Well, I mean, Slinky Dog? It was originally, Jim Varney, who was Ernest.
Oh,
he was the original Slinky Dog, and he passed away.
Yeah.
Right, so they had to get a different actor. For the last one, it was the dude from The Waterboy is what I always think of.
Sandler?
No, not Adam Sandler. Okay. He survived by his wife of 52 years, Barbara. His last tweet paid tribute to their marriage. Quote, celebrating our 52nd wedding anniversary on March 14th. Happy anniversary, my dear wife, Barbara. You are my life. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel actually broke down while remembering Don Rickles.
He would always ask about my parents, my kids. When my Uncle Frank passed away, I called him and asked him to be the guest on that show, which was a tough show. And he helped all of us through it. He gave me advice, and good advice, not the advice people give you just to hear themselves giving you advice. He would always say, keep my name alive. Which he'd tell me to keep his name alive, which I thought was funny because, you know, I was like, you're Don Rickles. You keep my name alive.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for that clip. I don't want to.
I hate when people cry because I cry.
Yeah,
no
dude.
Matter what.
And it was Kimmel.
Yeah.
He has a heart.
He has a heart.
Oh, man, on to some happier news. Wait. The guy who started Trans-Siberian Orchestra passed away.
Oh.
Paul O'Neill, he was a rock producer who started the massively successful group Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
He was 61 years old, had been battling some kind of chronic illness. His body was found in his hotel room at the Tampa Embassy Suites. Gosh, can I just please move on?
Did you ever have a chance to watch the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Man, it was such a great show, man.
Really?
Oh, so good. Laser show. They make it snow.
Man.
Bam. Listen to this, Steve-O.
Dude, stop skipping the CD.
Sorry, I got crazy there.
Yeah. Side note, there's a vehicle on fire, Paseo del Norte West at the river.
Wow.
Yeah. Anarchy. I mentioned Don Rickles passing. I do a Mrs. Potato Head impression and people freak out.
Sign of the times.
What?
What?
Somebody said, RIP, Mr. Potato Head. RIP. Somebody else said, angry eyes.
Angry eyes.
Don't forget to pack an extra pair of shoes. And your angry eyes.
Maybe you should be the voice.
That's Mrs. Potato Head, my friend. That was not Mr. Potato Head.
I've never seen Toy Story.
What?
Thank you.
I'm going to need you to leave my life forever now.
No.
Wait, are you being serious right now?
Never seen it.
You've never seen Toy Story?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-uh.
I don't know how to breathe. I'm so mad right now.
Now you know how we all feel about you not ever watching Seinfeld.
No, that's not even comparable.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Okay, you cannot even compare those two at all because Seinfeld is a way bigger show than that little movie series.
Do you know who wrote Toy Story?
No idea.
I've never seen it, Steve-O. I don't know.
I mean, it's pretty cool, actually, because he's become quite famous. It was Joss Whedon.
Really?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
John Lasseter did the original story, who, of course, it's John Lasseter. But the screenplay was done by Joss Whedon. And then Andrew Stanton and Joel Cohen and yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, I am so mad. Somebody just chimed in and said, Dex, we are no longer soulmates.
Oh, no.
Somebody else said, I hate you, Dex.
No, what? Oh my gosh.
I wish I were making this up. That's, what? That is members of our Starmie.
That's not nice, guys.
Somebody else
Steve-O's
said,
never seen wow, Seinfeld.
Dude. People are losing their minds. Somebody else had words to say about Seinfeld that I can't repeat.
But do you know who Somebody created Seinfeld? Somebody else said,
Dex, what's a Seinfeld?
You know who created Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld. Larry David.
Larry David.
Okay. Somebody said, you've never seen Toy Story? Do you even love Jesus?
Oh. Wow. I guess I need to.
Somebody else just wanted to chime in with the fact that they love every time I screech out what?
What?
Oh, gosh. Some people are agreeing with you, though, that Seinfeld was bigger.
Of course it was. There's not even. We don't even need to discuss that because of course it is.
Somebody else said Seinfeld is not way bigger than Toy okay. Story. You uncultured swine.
Yeah.
If only you understood that reference. Okay. Because you don't.
Your opinion
you
doesn't
never
matter.
Say Toy Story!
Listen, your opinion does not matter.
Oh, it matters to me,
Kimmy. No, it does not. There's facts. Seinfeld was
oh my
way
gosh.
Bigger.
I can't even keep up with the Starmie right now because the live line is going crazy.
I wish I had a good memory.
Like people want
there's
the
so
show
many other things
end.
That you have never seen.
Like
that I've
the
been
show
like,
needs what? To end right now. Somebody said so you can go watch Toy Story right now.
Wow.
I can't believe this,
guys. So I was just joking. I've seen it. Jeez.
Do you never even understood the reference then when I would always call Teo
no,
Buzz Lightyear?
No, of course not. I've never seen it.
Because I always said I was Woody, and I was like, cool, and everybody loved it. Steve-O, it's Steve-O. And then,
I would
and
laugh,
then Teo came
laugh.
On the scene, and
like,
he had laser lights.
So funny.
And,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And he
about.
Was like the new shiny toy.
Yeah.
Well, that toy left us.
Man. Now I know. get off the live line. Get
I
off.
Can't.
Get off.
Somebody said Dex hasn't watched Toy Story. Hang up on yourself.
You know what? Last time when we found out that you never had watched Seinfeld, the live line blew up for days. So I'm not even going to worry about
it. But it's such a happy. It's like a family. Like
I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Aha. No.
It means nothing to me, man. Sorry.
No. 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 No.
You know what? Cut his mic.
I have so many quotes that I just want to share. I'll move on now.
I don't get it, man. Sorry.
Speaking of children's movies, new in theaters cartoon. This weekend. Smurfs The Lost Village.
Oh!
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Another one I will not watch. No. I loved the cartoon back when I was a kid, but Smurfs, the first one, was terrible.
Yeah.
Why would this one be any different? Come on.
Man, sorry, I'm trying to keep up with our actual
just stay
news.
Stay off of the live line.
People are
man.
Just so upset they're quitting the
oh
show.
Oh my gosh.
Don't quit the show. I'm still
you know
here,
what,
man.
If you're gonna quit the show, goodbye. See you.
Dex.
Goodbye.
You're a sad, strange little man. And you have my pity. Goodbye.
Man. People are.
That's what our dear friend Thebes said.
Thebes, come on, man. Man, it's like I'd never seen Star Wars before.
Okay, somebody said that Toy Story has a lot of Illuminati references.
Of course it does.
No. Okay.
What else is coming out this weekend besides the Smurfs?
Yeah, Julia Roberts, Michelle Rodriguez, Ariel Winter, Meghan Trainor are in it, along with Rainn Wilson, Demi Lovato. Mandy Patinkin's Papa Smurf? Oh, so cool. Maybe I'll go see it now. Just because Mandy. Love that dude. Also in theaters this weekend, Going in Style.
Gentlemen, this is the final rose tonight.
Luke, the only choice she's got.
She's not going to move to a farm in those heels.
I will say, I think this movie is going to be huge this week. The promotion on
it's
this...
It's Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin.
And I've never seen promotion like this before. Every time I turn on whatever, this trailer is playing.
But here's what stinks. I have sadly placed it in the camp of like, what was that movie? Oh, like Old Dogs. Was that John Travolta? It was like,
oh yeah,
we're old now, yeah, but we're gonna go on an adventure.
Wild Hogs.
Whatever.
Wild Hogs.
Well, yeah. That one.
We're going to get bikes and we're going to go on an event. That was a terrible movie.
And the one with Robin Williams and John Travolta where he's like, I'm getting old and I need a family.
Face Off.
No, that wasn't Face Off, you dumb. Gosh. So I don't think I'll actually see it.
Yeah, I won't either.
It's directed by Zach Braff. I had no idea.
Huh.
It's a remake of a George Burns classic from 1979. So that's cool. Also in theaters this weekend, The Case for Christ.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
If the resurrection of Jesus didn't happen, it's a house of cards.
You sure you want to give me that loaded gun?
I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to pull the trigger.
I remember last year when this trailer was released and we watched it. And now it's out. Time flies, man.
Yeah.
Lee Strobel.
Yeah.
Case for Christ. Movie. Yeah.
Ain't no more noble than the man Lee Strobel.
You know, and honestly, the cast looks pretty good.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the trailer.
Come on,
don't
man.
Don't make me watch it now.
It's got Michael Vogel, Erica Christensen, Faye Dunaway, Robert Forster. Looks great.
Wait, Erica Christensen from Parenthood?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like Mike Vogel. He's great.
Okay. Oh, moving on. Chris Pratt rapping about a carrot cake muffin. Go!
Okay, here it is.
What's up? It's your boy Chris Pratt coming back with an episode of What's My Snack? Last chapter, you ain't seen nothing. What's my snack? It's a carrot cake muffin. Look at the carrot cake crumbs I spill. I don't even like it, but I'm eating it still. Because I'm sitting here withering away to nothing. Uh-oh. Eating carrot cake muffin. What's my snack?
He's the greatest.
Please tell me you follow him on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love that man.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is awesome. Yeah. That was basically Chris Pratt rapping about carrot cake muffins.
Yeah.
Nothing more to say.
Yeah, he can rap about anything, man. We'll all love it.
Yeah.
We'll love it.
He's a good dude. Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie career is pretty much a giant succession of one-liners. But which one is best?
Stick around.
No, that's not. No. Are you kidding me? Stick around.
I'll be back.
That's also not the first one I thought of, but that one's way up there.
Get down! Everybody get down!
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper! That's number one?
No.
Oh.
None of those. I didn't think of any of those.
Hasta la vista, baby!
That's actually the first one
really?
I thought of.
Really?
That's seriously the first one I thought of.
And hasta la vista,
yeah!
Baby.
Woo! Followed by, like, come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
But I think I'll Be Back is probably bigger.
I'll Be Back.
That one, right there.
Yep.
Screen Crush actually asked Arnold himself what he thinks the greatest one-liner he's ever said was. And guess what his response was?
Get to the chopper!
That was not the response. No.
I don't know.
He said there isn't one.
Oh.
He doesn't believe that it's possible for there to be a best quote of his.
Wow.
So full of himself.
Seriously, Arnold. Come on.
Come on. The most popular one right now, actually, get to the chopper.
Really? I like that's one of my faves.
Get to the chopper!
He said, it doesn't matter where you turn. That line seems to have really caught on. There's a whole new life with that one no matter where you go. However, sometimes he thinks the most popular, not necessarily the best, but to him, the most popular, Hasta la vista, baby.
Mm.
That's the one I said. And I'll Be Back, both of those.
I'll Be Back.
But to him, he said, lately, Get to the Chopper has been the most popular. That doesn't mean it's the best. It changes all the time.
You know, because I'm still making movies and stuff.
Here's why he thinks they are so memorable. Because people want to know, like, why are his one-liners... Let's be honest. He's got the most recognizable one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Oh, dude, Predator.
See you at the party, Richter.
Okay, stop it. Here's why he believes they are so memorable. Quote, the same line could have been said by any other actor, and no one would remember it.
That's true.
It's just because I pronounce everything wrong.
It's not a tumor!
How did we not say that one?
Oh, kindergarten cop!
How did we not say that one? I am angry at myself.
Read that one. No. These are great.
Yeah. I can't believe we didn't say the kindergarten cop. Oh, okay. But according to that list, what do they say number one is? Go ahead. Just tell me what number one is. Go ahead.
Let off some steam.
No.
And he throws the pipe through Richter.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
No? Okay.
How about everything from Batman and Robin? Because those were dreadful.
Yeah, they all had to do with...
chill out.
Yeah, chill out.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a freeze pop.
Somebody said from kindergarten, their favorite by far from Kindergarten Cop, it's not a brain tumor. He didn't say brain tumor.
It's not a brain tumor.
It's by far the most memorable.
It's not a tumor.
Look, read it. It's not a tumor. Yeah, immediately, like five people chimed in with, it's not a tumor.
That's great. All right, thank
Dude,
you.
Come with me if you want to live, man.
Come with me if you want to live.
Love you, Arnold. Love you.
Love
Get
you.
To the chopper!
Yeah!
Woo! Hasta la vista, baby.
585 Live if you want to text in the show. We have to take a break. We have a letter coming up. It's titled, Turned Off by Her Lazy Husband. We'll discuss when we come back.
Comedian Don Rickles is dead in L.A. from kidney failure, age 90.
I say this from my heart. I've never liked you.
The U.S. Senate has gone nuclear. That means it has changed the rules so that Supreme Court nominees can be confirmed with a bare majority of 51 votes.
President Trump discussed trade issues and perhaps other economic matters with China's president, Xi Jinping.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says he will step aside from the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Twitter is suing the U.S. government after receiving a demand for records that could reveal the anonymous user behind an anti-Trump account.
Comcast is wading into the mobile market.
The U.S. drops from 4th to 6th on the list of tourism-friendly places. The World Economic Forum's annual report says its score was the same as the last report, but Japan and the U.K. have moved ahead in natural resource appeal and tourism infrastructure.
The world's number one ranked golfer, American Dustin Johnson, is out of the Masters because of injury moments before he was scheduled to tee off in golf. First major tournament of the year.
Giraffe, watch.
It's a giraffe!
All right, guys, let's check in on April the giraffe at Animal Adventure Park. See how she's doing out there. Of course, you can follow me on my Facebook page. I'm updating you guys on my story. I had one at 5 a.m. this morning. A beautiful shot of April in the webcam at 5 a.m. this morning. You can go to my story at my Facebook page. But right now, as I look at April, she's just sitting in her pen, pregnant, and just eating. And looks like Oliver is just loving.
Stop doing this to people.
Loving April right
Stop
now.
Stop doing I mean, this to
both,
people.
They're both just Gosh. Staring at each other right now. Let's see what the keepers are saying at the zoo.
I'm here, please.
So
stop.
Many
Just
people,
stop.
Oh. So many people have questions. I mean, one of the questions I always get asked, Steve-O,
yeah.
is, well, how much do giraffes eat?
Giraffes only sleep about 20 minutes a day, so she's up 23 hours 40 minutes. She doesn't really go to bed. She takes quick, short cat naps, and after that, she's up. So she's up. Much before I get up in the morning to start my chores, and after I get here, I start my chores. She's the first animal I visit in the morning.
Oh, that's so cool, man. That is
okay.
Another thing
I'd like to apologize
I would like to know
Charmy.
Because I'm, think I'm working trying. At the zoo would be glamorous.
A lot of people say, oh, your job must be so fun. Well, it's really a lot of work. So you see me get in with April, and yes, I love on her. Yes, you know, we get to spend a lot of great moments
sure.
together. But the majority of my day is spent shoveling poop and feeding animals, working closely with our vet. So it's not all fun and games. It
I'm
is a lot of hard
the phone.
Work.
No, you're not.
Too late. Answer
Guys,
the phone.
That's your update. Everything is looking good. No calf. I'll keep you updated. Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello,
yep.
Who's this?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Questions about April the giraffe. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
I thought you guys were on, like, the baby bald eagle watch.
Oh. Yeah? You watching that
you're
one?
Not, Yeah, I watched the bald eagle cam.
Wait, there's a baby bald eagle cam?
Heck yeah.
Gosh, you guys? No!
I frequent that one.
Yeah. If you're going to watch a critter, you might as well watch the symbol of America.
You know, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
I'm just very fascinated about this whole giving birth because, you know, they're like 50 feet tall. So when that thing pops out, is it going to fall to its death? I mean, is there somebody down there to catch it? Is there a soft landing? These are all questions I have.
This is true.
All right. Well, come on, genius. The thing is probably laying down.
Nah, that's not what I heard.
Really? Because you've studied animal husbandry enough to know that a giraffe is going to stand up and give birth?
Well, here's what I will say. Somebody decided to spoil it for me and posted a stupid video of another giraffe giving birth, and it was standing up, and I saw it coming out, and I was like, oh my gosh! No way!
They must have had a different doula than this other giraffe.
Oh, did you see another one?
No.
Okay, yeah, I think you did. Anyways, Buck, what are you doing?
I'm sitting in front of a grocery store. I've got to go in and get some creamer for my coffee.
Gosh.
Wow, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I use a particular type of creamer, and we don't have any at my office. They just have the powdered stuff, and I actually like the liquid stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most people are like that. My wife is like that. She has to have that specific type. It's the Italian sweet creamer. She has to have that to pour in her coffee. If she doesn't, she won't drink it.
I don't know what this stuff is called. It's just French vanilla. Mm. I like French vanilla.
Beautiful.
Just outed myself as French vanilla. Steve-O, what are you doing?
You know, just chilling, Facebook, you know, updating stuff. Just saw a great photo of me. So tagging myself, you know, just you know, chilling.
Okay. All right, Kim Jong. Seriously, you saw a great photo of yourself and you're just tagging yourself?
It was just so great. Amy from Bear Canyon posted it, and I'm like, that's too good not to tag me.
Aren't other people supposed to tag me? You know what? That should be etiquette. You shouldn't be allowed to tag photos of yourself. Like, other people should tag photos of you, and you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
That's true.
But I tagged Dexter, and I tagged Beck. And
you can't tag yourself.
You're allowed to do that, but you're not allowed to tag photos of yourself. It's a little megalomaniac.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to make sure everybody has a chance to see my bicep, because it's pretty great. So,
oh, goodness gracious.
So
I was listening to your last little segment when you were talking about the Governator, and I started thinking, and I think that I've developed something in my head that could probably be fairly entertaining for your audience, and let's face it, you guys need help. So this one's for free.
Okay.
So what I'd like for you to do is I would like for you two to start to try to establish your own one-liners organically and see what catches on with your Starmie.
Well, I already have one.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hang up on yourself.
Okay, but you don't say it like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
What?
He is totally stealing that from me.
Oh, you can't. What? Stealing
Wait,
it from you? You created that? You're going to tell everybody right now that created that?
Oh, dude. Hold on. I did not know this.
He actually
this
might
is
have.
A development of epic proportions.
Honestly think he did. Now that I really think about it.
And then you used it in, like, the sequel?
Yeah.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. I think I did.
Oh, no.
I just, you know what? You did create that because you were the jerk always to our listeners.
Oh, man.
I wasn't the jerk. I was the peacekeeper. I kept the peace and I kept things moving.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Hang up on yourself. Next caller, Dex.
No, you were pretty calm. I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I do remember Buck saying these things. And it was always like, hang up on yourself. Like, it was just so nonchalant and like just moving on.
You have no idea.
Yes, I do.
That's because I was keeping things moving. Because sometimes Dex would get stuck in a rut. And, you know, we did that for one another. We kept each other moving.
You're a mover and a shaker, man.
That's not always how it happened. I will say, yes, you did a good job with that every once in a while.
Wow.
Not all the time.
You're not even original.
I know. I ripped that off, man.
Ugh.
Gross.
So anyway, back to my original point before I was, you know.
So rudely interrupted.
Stolen. Yeah, robbed. But no, I think it would be very entertaining if you guys but you have to do it organically.
Okay.
You can't say, okay, this is my one-liner, but you start developing your one-liner and see what catches on and see which of the two of you is the creative one.
I'd be curious to know from us, the Starmy members, like what they would consider our, quote, catchphrases. Like, do we have crutches? Do we have things that we say regularly?
Well, if you think about crutches, it, because... You're comparing us. You want to do something like Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he has the phrases "I'll be back" and
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, get to the chopper. So
okay.
we have to in some way come up with these phrases, and I don't necessarily know if we have them. The only thing I can think of that I might have as a phrase is "beautiful, just
beautiful." Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's yours.
Beautiful,
beautiful, just beautiful.
When do you guys have another interview? I think you should exclusively do it during interviews, because that way people will know when it's going to happen.
That's true.
Man, this is, I don't know, man. I'm just thinking it's not going to be that easy, because in a movie, or if you're talking to somebody one-on-one, it's a lot easier
Stop right now. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, see?
Do you think Arnold won Mr. Olympia because it was easy?
Mm-hmm.
No. Whoa. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was hard work.
It's true.
Are you not willing to put in the hard work?
What? You don't have to yell at me. You don't have to yell.
I mean.
Just saying.
You don't have to yell.
Get fired up when you get lazy about your listeners.
Liveline is going crazy, by the way. They already have some takes on what our one-liners are. For Dex, immediately, beautiful. That was the first one.
Yep, first thing that came in.
Second thing that came in, what? That's mine, apparently.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I say phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Dude, that movie, phenomenal. Also, quote, I mean...
Yeah.
But that's
not really a phrase that's like Arnold.
It has to be at least two words that could be a sentence.
Yeah.
So what doesn't count? Because it's not just like, what?
It's not a tumor! Like that.
What?
Well...
Yeah. Yes, it's got to be at least two words that could be considered a sentence.
Welcome to the party, Richter.
You can't. That's already stolen, Dex.
Well, I know. I'm giving examples, Buck. I mean,
you're a larcenist. Okay. Oh my gosh, you're a larcenist.
Somebody said Dex should be. I have the meat sweats.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, see, because all mine are one word. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what? Hey, life is not fair, Steven.
Man.
It's true.
Yeah, somebody said the way I say dude, dude. But because I give it multiple, like, can that consider be two words, maybe? Because, I mean, I say it like multiple syllables.
Listen to me. Steven Tiberius Cheater.
Yes, yes. He's my middle name.
Well, easy, girl. Easy.
It just has to be two words.
Okay.
Dex, you can't steal anybody else's. Steven, two words.
Okay.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, that is not... How about, let's get ready... Wait, no, I can't say that one.
You can sue.
All right, I gotta go get my Kramer.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye, Buck.
That's
Buck.
Great. Liveline's going crazy.
He puts so much stress on us, man, all the time.
Yeah, well, this isn't fair. I say one words.
Well, we got to come up with new
one words. I say what? No,
I say one words.
Yeah, all of mine are one word. Somebody said yours is get out of here.
Get out of here.
No, why do you keep doing like stupid accents?
I don't know.
You don't talk like that. Of course, we've had many people chiming in with that's a stab, and obviously for Teo. That was the one thing he said. All of mine are one word. What? Dude. Bro. Those are all mine. Dex's should be, I'm an idiot who hasn't seen Toy Story. I concur. That's a really good one.
All right.
Next.
Somebody else said that mine should be Fisher of Dudes.
Fisher of Dudes.
Thanks, guys. Beautiful, just beautiful is kind of winning out. Maybe we do a Twitter poll.
No, I honestly think that we need to establish new catchphrases. Okay?
So somebody said mine is just banging on the table.
Yeah. I don't know how you haven't broken your hand yet.
Somebody says that you stole something from me.
Something from you?
Yeah. Because I use the term chime in all the time, and now you've begun saying it.
No kidding.
Huh? I haven't noticed.
Huh.
Speaking of, if you'd like to chime in on the old
line. Oh, you know what I said the other day
line?
That I used to always make fun of you for?
Huh.
Because I used to say this back in, when I first started in radio, and then I thought, man, when I was so stupid that I would say that, and then I started hearing you say it, keep it locked. And I said it the other day. I said it the other day, and I was like,
yes!
No! I said keep it locked. Oh!
Yeah.
Darn it!
I'm so happy right
keep
now.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked right here.
That's a good one. Keep it locked right here.
That's not a, no, because that's more of a crutch. That's not a good one.
Somebody I'll
said,
be back.
Okay. We got a huge show today. Huge. Every huge. Morning for the last year at least. Beautiful, just beautiful.
That's Donald Trump, though.
Tempe, Arizona says that mine has got to be ya dumb.
Yeah, for real.
We got a few people actually saying that one. Do I say you're grounded?
Yeah.
You're grounded!
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's like all caps.
Or get out of my life.
That's
get out of my
there's
life.
There's like, yeah, so many people.
I've been saying that one, too.
Get out of my life forever. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Another one that apparently I say, totes my bestie. Do I really say that?
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
Dude, this dude totes. Totes my bestie. Somebody said that I say phenomenal so much that the word sounds dumb.
Phenomenal.
Dude, that movie was phenomenal. Do I really say that?
Yeah, you do.
Great. Meat Sweats actually belongs to Joey Tribbiani, by the way. Yeah. Somebody else said that mine has to be you are a dumb. You are a dumb.
You are a dumb.
Can I be honest? That's not original.
Whose is that?
Ya dumb.
Is that Joey?
Mitch.
Really?
Yep. My old co-host.
Ya dumb.
She would call me ya dumb. All and I.
Sweet
I
little
just
Mitch.
Like,
sweet yeah. little Mitch would say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
right
know, man.
On air, it was
I
like,
believe
oh,
that.
Look me.
I'm so innocent.
I'm so sweet and lovely. Blah.
Ya dumb.
And she'd be like, "Oh my gosh, you were such a dumb."
Wow.
I'm like, "Stop calling me a dumb."
Not cool, man.
So mean and hurtful. Wait. Oh no.
Unbelievable. I'm still in shock that hang up on yourself was Bucks. Ah.
See, so there you go. We just discovered that one of our big things actually came from our co-host.
Yeah. That's,
so you stole from Buck, and I stole from Mitch.
It happened so many years ago, I didn't even realize it. But you know what? It might not have come from Buck. It might have been mine, guys.
No.
It might have
been. It's Bucks.
We can't confirm that.
Somebody said definitely my crutch is... That's crazy.
Really?
That's how they say that's how I feel dead air.
You know what? You do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when you're typing over there or you're on your phone, you'll just kind of act like you're paying attention. That's crazy. But not even know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I was talking about somebody, you know, dying an awful death the other day, and you're like, that's crazy. I was like, okay.
So maybe that's just how you know. When I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
Because I also have there's a tell on the phone. If you ever want to know that I'm not, actually, I'm not going to say this one. If you ever want to know if I'm not paying attention, I do have a tell.
Okay. 585 Live, you want to text in. We were supposed to do a letter, but. And,
I know, right?
Now we got into these.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, that's definitely one of yours. But I want to create new ones. I want to come up with ones like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, I want to punch you and say something, like, cool. You know?
Why do you have to punch me first?
Because Arnold always would do something. He would usually kill somebody, and then he'd have the liner. Like, he'd throw the knife, he'd be like, stick around.
Clopez chimed in and wants to know if banging on the counter and clapping counts as a catchphrase.
Yeah.
How would you do that? Like, how would I?
Let off some steam.
All caps, get out of my life.
Yeah.
Apparently I yell that all the time. Don't leave. Don't actually leave my life. I enjoy you.
That's crazy. See? I just did it to you.
God. I'm going to go a day without banging on the counter. No, forget that. I'm going to try and go the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
I make you laugh so many times that you're just like, oh, it's so funny. How do you do that? That
Dang
hurt.
It. Okay, no clapping, no banging on the counter.
That hurt my hand.
No, dude, you just, I don't know. You just, I do have the whole, like, this whole side of my hand is just calloused.
Man, there's an indent in the desk over there.
Well, actually, if you look.
Oh my gosh. You've actually tore apart.
You just hit it. You just hit the counter. You lasted like 15 seconds.
Unbelievable. It is just part of you, man.
It's who I am, man.
It really is.
It's who I am.
Do you ever hit air? Do you punch the air like if you're not, don't have your desk? And you, do you like hit the air?
No, I do not.
Because you're so used to hitting?
You just clap. That's where you clap. Okay. See? You clap. So you're like, you're hitting your hands together.
You clap a lot.
Gosh.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. The Fast Feeling Faction, Star 88, Dex and Steve-O.
Mm.
It's Friday, Steve.
It sure is, Joseph.
It is. I'm so excited. Just gonna hang, relax, chill with the fam.
Yeah?
I don't got any big plans this weekend. 905.
High today of 78 degrees. Traffic! There's a vehicle on fire, Paseo del Norte West at the river. It was reported a little less than an hour ago, so I don't know the current cleanup of that, but it is still backed up on Paseo del Norte. I-40 West at Louisiana, that's exit 162. There's an accident reported there. It's a little slow going in that area as well if you're traveling I-40 westbound. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
You know what I'm excited for now that it's starting to warm up?
Huh?
Barbecues at the Jeter's! Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
A little grill?
Yeah.
Some burgers?
Yeah.
Some dogs?
Some burgers?
Some kraut?
I had to do a tri-tip last night in the oven. My propane was out.
My barbecue busted last year, and I haven't had a barbecue in a while. I miss it so much.
See, we barbecue all the time, and I just, there needs to be like a better way to check your propane than like, I'm going to lift this up.
Yeah, that seems about right.
It feels like there's something in there.
It's good. Yeah.
And then you're like halfway through, and it's like,
that is the worst.
No! No!
Got to go put them in the oven or on the stove.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have found some pretty good ways to cook meat on the stove. I mean, it's not as bad as if you know how to cook it, right?
Absolutely, you can. Yeah, normally, like, because we have cast iron, so I'll, like, sear it on
the
side.
That's how they do it at a restaurant.
And then you just throw it in the oven.
You know? So there's a way to do it, though.
Yeah. Still.
I know, like there's nothing like that barbecue taste.
It's
funny, because back in the day, I used to never realize that propane and charcoal were tasted completely different as far as cooking on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, it doesn't taste any different. Oh, and then I got a charcoal, and it was like, oh, my gosh, I don't taste the propane.
The propane. This is why all of your phrases are misspelled or mispronounced.
The propane.
I can't even. I didn't do it. I almost hit the table.
No.
I'm trying so hard, guys. This hour, 9 o'clock hour, I'm not going to clap. And I'm not gonna hit the table.
You would have to tie your hands behind your back.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody said I just got a smoker and it's been amazing.
Gosh, man.
I thought grills were great, but smokers? Yeah, dude.
I know.
Our buddy Stefan Christian, he's got all that Amberlin money. Mm. Yeah. He's got a smoker.
Yeah. Dr. Phil has one. We always cook some amazing smoked foods.
Wait, who's Dr. Phil? Like Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil?
He's my brother-in-law.
Oh. I didn't know Dr. Phil was your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, then why do you get mad when I call you dumb? Because I feel like he's so mean.
Hey. Oh, not that Dr. Phil.
Oh.
Yeah, no. This is a
doctor named Phil?
In Reno. Or, excuse me, Carson City. Yeah. Huh. Dr. Phil.
That would stink. Be like, oh, so you're Dr. Phil?
Oh, huh? Dr. Phil.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Phil.
Let me tell you about my book.
Somebody said they're going to smoke some pork belly and bring it. Don't you do that.
Oh, don't you tease me with that. Love it. Thank you very much. All right, 585-LIVE, you can text in or you can call us at 338-3700.
We just got a letter, we just got a letter, we just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
I titled this letter, Turned Off by Her Lazy Husband. I've been married for a year now. My husband is self-employed, which means he can make his own schedule. What this also means is that his earnings are contingent on the amount of jobs he takes. His schedule allows him to be flexible with his time. My husband is lazy and is in denial about it. He sleeps until the afternoon and doesn't keep a regular schedule for work. We are not well off by any means, so it's important that we work harder. So it's normal for a 27-year-old grown man to be, is it normal for a 27-year-old grown man to be sleeping until the afternoon every day? And on days he wakes up early, he takes a 3-hour nap minimum in the middle of the day every time. I've told him that this bothers me because I keep myself productive. He makes excuses like his head hurts or his back hurts. I work hard too, but I manage to stay productive. I'm attracted to people who take advantage of life. Time is so precious to be sleeping through everything. We've only been married for a year, but I already am not attracted to him anymore. Bad habits are hard to break, especially if your reason for sleeping so much is that there's nothing else to do. He says that I'm a morning person, and he's not. I don't think not a morning person equals sleeping all day. It's to the point where I don't want to have children with someone like this. I just imagine me being up in the morning with crying babies and him sleeping. Someone could say, well, you should have known before you married him. But, you know, we didn't live together until we got married. So I didn't know he was this lazy. All right. So, let's see. Anything else? I can't talk to anyone about this because I don't want the I told you he was no good response from everybody. Please help. Are there any other women in the same situation as me? Did you find out something about your husband that you hate? How can you even motivate someone like this? So this wife, completely different than her husband. She's very active, likes to get things done during the day. And he has a job. Well, he can kind of make his own hours and he can sleep whenever he wants. And he's lazy and not productive. And she is at the point where she finds it not attractive anymore. And she even said in the letter, I'm not attracted to him anymore.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you read the whole letter over again?
I cannot. I was distracted. That is a long letter. I cannot do it.
Beautiful day looking out the window.
Did you get
any
of that?
Incredible view.
The guy takes 3-hour naps minimum in the middle of the day every time.
Sounds like you. Did Leslie write this?
I did see myself a little bit in this letter. A little bit.
You're active.
But I am active and I try to sleep when the kids aren't home and I try to get up when the kids get home and I try not to sleep as long as I used to sleep 2-3 hours and man, that would be really hard on my body. So I try to keep it at an hour and a half tops for a little nap during the day.
Yeah.
But it's important. You got to get stuff done and you have to help your partner out, right? I mean, there's things to do around the house, and you should help out.
Yeah. So many people chiming in on the live line. Are you ready for the very first thing we got?
I don't know.
Ditch him!
Ditch him?
Yeah, that was literally the first thing we got. I was like, whoa,
well,
dude.
They're married.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's the first thing it says. Lazy people usually don't change.
That's either not true
that,
at all.
Somebody said either that or try to motivate him by getting him involved.
Yeah.
Because somebody else said something. If he wasn't like this forever, then there's probably a deeper issue. Something's probably going on. It could be depression or not actually feeling well.
That's true.
Yeah.
585-LIVE if you want to text in or call us at 338-3700. How would you handle the situation? Or maybe you've been in that situation before, Starmie, where your significant other, you're married and they're lazy. They pretty much sleep all day. They don't have kids, but it's at the point where she doesn't want to have kids with this guy because, well, she would be doing all the work. She'd be taking care of the kids while he just sleeps all day. And I don't agree with the person who texted in saying that,
lazy people can't change, because that's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk a lot about our health. Maybe his diet is really bad. That can keep you very unmotivated. I've lived like that for a long time, and it's, ugh, you don't want to do anything.
So many people chiming in all of a sudden. If he wasn't like this forever, then there's a deeper issue. Something is going on. Could be depression. Could be not feeling well.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is something that has been happening for some time now.
About a year now, they've been married. And again, she said that they didn't live with each other until they got married. So she didn't know that it was this bad, that he was this lazy. Because that is a long one. Is that the response to this letter?
Yep.
Holy cow, how did they write that so fast? That's like 2 pages.
Yeah. I was recently in the same situation. I feel like my husband and I had at some point lost the spark. We were just there. We were just roommates. Didn't know what to say, what to do, because I hate talking about my feelings to anyone, even the person who needed to hear it the most, my husband. So, because I didn't talk about it, my doubt and insecurity built up until finally divorce crept in. Started to panic and worry because I was becoming a quitter instead of trying to work things out. So I rustled up the courage to get advice. They told me to talk to my husband. So after a couple weeks of dealing with it, I was honest with my husband. Brutally honest. I told him everything. What I was feeling, what I was doubting. It was hard because he was obviously so hurt. Things were probably worse because I wasn't honest right away. I was worrying all alone, and that could have been time that my husband and I could have been working through it together. But when I told my husband what I was feeling and thinking, he said something that made me realize I didn't want to lose him. He said, "If you ever make the choice to leave me, you will never, ever see me again." And that made my heart sink. But it made me see that I didn't want that at all. I wanted to be with him. So I made some changes, because marriage is a two-way street. He made some changes. We worked together to improve the marriage. Currently making an effort to spend more time together, to talk more, to be honest, to have God at the center. 23 dealing with this, but it happens and will happen. What makes it easier is making the choice to make things work, to pray, to push through. You married this dude for a reason. Find that reason again. Light up the spark. Trust me.
I like that.
Trust me when I say you can be happy again.
That's good. That's encouraging. 585 Live if you want to text in, or 338-3700. We have a letter here that we're discussing. This wife, she's been married to her husband for a year now, and he's lazy. His work schedule allows him to just kind of, you know, sleep a lot if he wants. He doesn't do a lot to help around the house. She's the opposite. She's productive, and she likes to just take advantage of life. And she's at the point where she is not even attracted to him anymore, because he just sleeps all the time. Any advice? Good morning.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm calling in because this is actually something very important to me. I actually have a sleep disorder called restless leg syndrome. It makes it so that you actually do not get good sleep while you are asleep. You're constantly woken up. You can't get good sleep, so you tend to sleep more to try and get that extra sleep.
Ugh.
I would take naps during the day. I would not be able to fall asleep at night when my family would fall asleep. I wouldn't be able to fall asleep until 5 a.m. in the morning. So I would sleep in late.
Wow.
But I got a doctor, and I went and I found out that I had a disorder. So something they might want to try is using a Fitbit, if they don't want to go to a doctor right away, to see if he's actually sleeping when he's sleeping.
Okay.
It might not be laziness. It might actually be a disorder.
Yep.
That's a good call.
There you go.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Of course. Thank you.
Somebody said, sounds like these people need some real counseling.
Yeah, no kidding.
Somebody else said, sounds like he has a sleep disorder. Similar problem. Somebody said to get an appointment at OmniSleep. It might not be laziness. Don't be intolerant. Go see a doctor. Somebody else said, start praying for him. Maybe he needs to go to a doctor for a health check. I know somebody in a very similar situation. The family was concerned. We actually got together with the couple, discussed it because we were worried together. We set a timeline of things that needed to change. Somebody else said, where did it go? Because it was a really interesting thought that we, I wanted to read it, that's for sure. I have a roommate that had a girlfriend in the same situation. They eventually broke up. I feel like at that point, people married that other person in sickness and in health. You should be the encouragement through it.
Yeah.
I would not ditch him. I would talk to him. Be honest with him. Learn how to work things out in your marriage, even though it might be hard. She needs to tell him that by his actions, he's not giving her the sense of security that a wife needs from her husband.
Let's just touch on that for a second. The whole work thing when it comes to marriage, because we see people giving up on their marriage so easy. We see people that don't want to put in the time and the work, you know, once they get married, and they run into all of these obstacles, all of these things that they had no idea that their partner had, which is why premarital counseling is very important. Before you get married, you should have counseling before you jump into marriage. And most of us don't do that. We just rush into getting married, and then all of a sudden the bomb drops and all these things that you don't connect, and it's right. Fighting. And that's why it's so important. So once you're in it, you got to work at it, guys.
I found the comment, and that's why it's perfectly timed, because somebody actually chimed in and said it needs to be a law that you have to live with someone for a year before you are allowed to obtain a marriage license. Because you don't really know someone until you live with them.
That's always been the argument. You know, biblically speaking, it says that we should not live with someone outside of marriage. That's biblical. But then on the flip side, you have people that think, well, you should, because then you really get to know that person. You get to understand if this is really the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
No, I'm not even talking about this.
You want to hit the desk so bad right now.
Ah! Multiple people are chiming in with depression. He needs to seek help. But also, if she's nagging him, that might actually make him disengage. Don't nag him. Lovingly keep encouraging the involvement. Somebody else said the pain and depression cycle is vicious. Unless it's treated, it's going to continue to eat at you. It definitely makes you want to do nothing. They need support and encouragement. They need honesty, but they need love.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I just met you guys actually like 2 days ago. I'm Travis.
Travis! What's up, man?
Hey! one thing, I texted in, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to call. They're always complaining about never getting called.
Thanks, man.
no worries. but one thing is, because I've been in similar situations, but maybe just looking into a new career, because obviously it's not motivating them enough to want to be up.
Yeah, because this guy, like we said in the letter, is self-employed, which means he can make his own schedule.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't work, that means that they're not making the money that they could potentially earn. So that's another frustration, is that he has the potential to make a lot of money and he's not putting in the time, you know, at home working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I mean, yeah, he's self-employed, but maybe just a new career, you know, doing something different. 'Cause
yeah.
And I know when you're doing the same thing over and over, you can get real bored real fast.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm almost thinking this guy loves his job because his hours are so flexible, and it doesn't matter how much time he puts in. It's because, you know, I mean, that could be it. He could just be a super lazy guy.
He needs a hobby.
He definitely needs a hobby, like reading comics.
There you go.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
See you, buddy.
Somebody said, I've had that issue and been having an issue getting up for anything but work. I just push through those times that I can't miss. See if you can talk to him about it. Sit down, tell him how you feel. If he is shut down, try to reach out to his family or friends to see if they've noticed anything. Somebody else said maybe he needs to look into a new career because obviously he's not motivated enough to want to go to it.
Yeah.
Somebody said you absolutely have to exhaust every single resource you have before you talk divorce. You should be able to say you've done all you can to work things out. That was great advice I got from a wise friend.
I like that. Got to put the work in, guys. Yeah. You know, when I am in some ways guilty of being lazy, and I don't know if I'm using this as an excuse or not. I have no idea. But I always talk about my sleep schedule and how I am so tired. And after I get off the show, I'm just drained. Because I've given everything I can to this radio show, and I'm just empty at the end of the show, and I get home around 11 o'clock every day, and then I take a nap, and then if I take too long of a nap, it's like, blah, and my body's out of whack. So I don't know if those are excuses or if, because I am not motivated outside of work. It's hard for me to do things around the house. I really have to force myself to do things around the house.
I can say I'm similar in that if I'm not passionate about something, I don't have a strong desire.
But here's the thing. We're working 40 hours a week or more at times. This guy, he's barely working.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The wife is saying he's got a job where he's not really working.
Yeah.
So it'd be one thing if he was working a 40-hour full-time job. Then it'd almost be a different story, but he's not.
So many people chiming in. We just got an email saying, I can relate. After marrying my husband, I've discovered he's very much the same way. We are complete opposites, and that I want to enjoy every minute of life, and he wants to nap, he wants to sleep in. And after almost 6 years, no changes. I've tried getting him involved. I've tried doing the things he likes to do. My advice is decide if this is what you want and accept it, or you got to get out now. My husband is a good man. He's good to the family, but he's not involved or engaged in what happens in the household. Pray for him. Pray for yourself.
See, I would have a lot of questions for that person. I mean, have they gone to counseling? Have they really worked hard on their marriage? Because throughout our marriage, Leslie and I's marriage, I didn't realize things about myself until I started talking to somebody else about them. I can't talk to Leslie about them. I have to talk to a therapist about them, a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
To see those things.
This is so tough, dude. I'm not going to lie. I don't like, I'm like, I just, ugh, heavy. Because I come from a home where I grew up in a Christian home. But I grew up in a Christian home with some serious divorce, man, which people would shake their head at. And because there's some, you know, so much advice coming in. And some of it is from a place of knowledge and understanding, and some of it is truly because God's word says it, which is also an acceptable reason. But you also have to recognize that it takes two people. Because when you look at this, it's like, I've exhausted all the options. We've gone to counseling. We've done everything. And I've sadly seen relationships fall apart where people were like, I'm committed. But then maybe one walks away from the faith. Maybe one they check out. One's done. And man, I'm not a licensed counselor. I'm not going to say, hey, man, this is what you absolutely have to do. Biblically, I would say, yeah, you need to exhaust the options. Yeah, for sure.
You got to work.
Because, you know, it's easy to come at it from an angle of like, yeah, but I mean, you made a vow to God and da, 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 and I agree with that wholeheartedly. Please don't think I'm refuting any of that, because that is very true.
Yeah.
It's biblical. But I've also seen, man, worlds shatter and things fall apart because you try so hard and you're like, I've got to do the right thing. And I've seen some really great people become very broken people.
Right.
Because they were fighting so hard and their spouse was like, but I'm done. And it just didn't work. And then because they exhausted all the options and because God's word says this, they felt like the biggest failure because they couldn't keep it together.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like this insurmountable pressure that no matter what, period, the end, till death do you part, which is true. But man, you're putting a pressure on yourself that you've got to give it to God. Because sometimes other people just leave.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that's real life.
Right.
And so I think all the advice is great, but it's got to come from a place of love as well. Because this poor woman is so broken.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know what to do.
338-3700. We have a letter. I'm turned off by my lazy husband is the subject title. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I dealt with depression for about 15 years, raising three kids and homeschooling them, and it was all I could do to get through the day. And people thought I was lazy, and it was so frustrating. I didn't even really realize I was dealing with depression until years later, and it was so frustrating because I knew something was amiss. I didn't know what it was, but my kids were when they were young, they didn't understand it. Mm. And my husband was angry with me, and he thought I was lazy. And I just recently got diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. And that's when your thyroid gets attacked by your body. It's attacking your body. And that's been going on with me for a long time. So I kind of feel like something is going on with that guy, because that's not natural for people to sleep that long and that often and be that, quote, lazy.
Yeah, I think most likely depression, yeah.
Something's up with him, probably depression or something, and that's one of the most misunderstood things that people go through right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she really needs to, they need to get him checked out.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I couldn't agree more.
Yep.
Thank you so much. All right. Anything you guys want to add? 585 Live. You can text in or you can call us at 338-3700. This wife, she just is, she's frustrated, and she should be. I mean, that would be frustrating. She's a very active person. She wants to, you know, make sure that she's getting everything she can out of every day, and she wants to live life to the fullest. And then her husband on the other end just wants to sleep. And he has a job where he can do that. It's because it's all about, if you want to put the time in, then you're going to make money. If you don't, well, you're not going to make any money. And he's sleeping. So she's frustrated. She doesn't want to have kids. She doesn't want to have a future with the family, because she feels like, I'm going to be stuck doing everything.
Yeah, somebody said she really needs to talk to him, but really talk to him instead of assuming he's lazy. I thought that about my husband. Found out he slept all day because he suffered from depression and anxiety. When he slept, he always had nightmares. Now that I'm more supportive and honest, he's been sleeping better. It's not easy going through something and being nagged at the same time.
Yeah. We got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Hi, it's
Hi. Tia.
Hey. Hi. So I would just be very cautious about accepting a ton of advice suggesting to get out. I think that when you pick your person, you stick with your person. If they make the decision to get out, then that's their thing. But the Lord can really do a lot of work in her heart during this time. And her husband's not supposed to be an idol for her or her everything. And I'm not saying that that's the case. I don't know this woman, but I think that that can be the tendency for a lot of women. They're so close to us, they just, you know, they can fulfill our needs, and we tend to reach and to grasp for that. So cautiously, you know, don't white-knuckle the relationship. Leave it to the Lord and, you know, stay in there and keep your head up and trust the Lord with your relationship. Make him everything. And there's so much that can happen in her heart during this time where she's just waiting on the Lord to work in her husband or to figure out what's going on with him.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Thanks, Taya.
Thank you, Taya. Yeah.
We got some good advice on the live line as well. I once thought I had mono for an entire year. Turns out, I was just really bored. Wayne's World. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
All right.
We'll be right back. .938. Hello.
High today of 78 degrees. Hello! Traffic. Wyoming Boulevard at Indian School. There's an accident reported there about 15 minutes ago. Like I said, just happened, so you need to be careful in that area. It's slow going. Thankfully, there are no other accidents at this time to report. So that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
This morning, we had another huge announcement for Freedom Celebration, Friday, June 30th. We have Zach Williams and the Newsboys playing the Freedom Celebration on June 30th, Isotope Stadium. It's a free event. Monday, we have another announcement for you guys. 8 a.m. You can go to our Facebook pages and get it there. Newsboys announced this morning, coming back to Albuquerque. All the details at freedomabq.org. All right. Thank you so much, Darmy, for the advice. I think she got everything she needed. I mean, I don't think there's anything else we can really say.
Somebody did throw out the five love languages. Try to identify your own love language and your spouse's. Discuss them. My wife has to periodically remind me that being of service to her and our kids, chores, home repairs, etc., is what she loves about me. But I respond well to verbal encouragement. Only working and making money is never enough to have someone truly, quote, love you. So.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about, and I truly do think he could just be a lazy person.
Could be.
Or, I mean,
could be depressed. Could have anxiety.
Could have that anxiety. Could be depressed. And sometimes you need to be motivated to get up and do things. And maybe it's something that he could, maybe it's your diet. Maybe you need to start eating healthier things.
Maybe.
Could be a ton of different things. We don't know. But work on your marriage. Try counseling if you guys haven't done that yet. But put the work in, man. Don't give up. You know, people are they're too quick to just call it quits, man.
Right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Just such a lively topic. I'm so glad you did this topic, though, because so far I haven't hit the table yet. Mostly because I just want to cry.
Sorry. Man. My bad.
I mean,
my bad. All right. Well, yesterday around this time, we didn't get a chance to finish our discussion that we had. We were having such a great... Do you remember what we did around this time yesterday? You don't remember? It was one of the funnest things we've done on the show.
Water skiing.
No. Which of these messed up things would you do for $5 million? Gosh. We didn't get through the whole list, guys. We didn't get through the whole list. It was a great discussion if you missed it yesterday. We really found out a lot about each other. Found a lot about our listeners because, man, the fact that people would eat their pet for $5 million, come on. And I'm talking about myself. I told Leslie that yesterday. I'm like, I threw out the question.
$5 million.
Yeah, I said, would you eat Vader for $5 million? And she absolutely said, no way. No way. Because she truly treats Vader like he's one of the kids. It's really weird.
But it's an animal.
It's an animal. It's just a dog. But, you know, I'd saute him up and have a nice little rump roast. It'd be great. $5 million. So there was a bunch of weird questions. Would you quit the internet for the next 15 years?
Yep.
For $5 million?
Yep.
Would you only listen to country music for the rest of your life for $5 million?
Yeehaw.
Would you have all your teeth removed and you can't have dentures for $5 million?
Somebody just said, oh, man, I've been waiting for this all morning.
Good. We have a few more we didn't get to. Another one, eat a live cockroach every day for the rest of your life. Steve-O said, no way.
Absolutely not.
I said, bring on the cockroach, man.
Dude, just think of it like, you know when they're like dying and they're upside down, they're just wiggling their legs or whatever? That's disgusting.
Oh, I agree. It's disgusting. But it's $5 million.
With chopsticks. Mm.
Do I need to show you the picture of the $5 million?
Get out of my life.
Live in solitude for the next 20 years. Nope. 76% wouldn't. I actually wouldn't do that.
No, oh, man. But, I mean, sometimes you just need a little time away. I've heard you say, from each other. Old Steve now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I like Chicago.
All right, here's another one. Only eat plain oatmeal for every meal for the rest of your life.
Oh, man.
Think about how much you just love food. It's so nice to go out and just eat a nice dinner and experience new tastes.
But that's not enough. That's not like new. Nutrition, is it? Like, you'd have to... I'm overthinking everything. I'm like, would they put in, like, vitamins?
It doesn't matter.
That you need to sustain
you? Can only have plain oatmeal.
No. 5 mil. No.
78% wouldn't. 22% would eat plain oatmeal for the rest of their life, every meal. I don't know. I think I would want to. Yeah, I would want it. Yes, I would. I would do that.
Ugh, for the rest of your life.
I know, man. Ugh.
For the rest of your life. Where's the protein? There's no protein, man.
Because that would stink. Because if you have $5 million.
Be a good diet plan for you.
You'd be watching your family go to all these amazing expensive restaurants and you can experience any.
Nothing.
You'd have to have a fanny pack.
It's like
full
the best
of
part of going in New York. Seriously. Ugh. Is the places that we go. It's like, boom, hot dog here. And we're going to have this there. And
Okay, here's another one. Never bathe again or use deodorant. For $5 million.
Gross, dude.
This is what I've heard, though. I've heard that after a certain amount of time, I can't remember what it is, that your body doesn't stink anymore. That
I don't know if that's true or not, but I think it's after a certain amount of time, your body stops producing that odor.
You can't bathe and you can't use deodorant. What about natural oils?
Well, man.
But like your hair. Wait, can you shampoo your hair? No, says bathe.
You can't bathe.
But I mean, when you go get a haircut, you know, like you're still grooming. And then they're like, hey, we're going to go wash your hair first because it's so greasy.
Well, I would say bathe means anything that has to do with a shower, taking a bath, washing yourself. I mean, it's bathing. You can't use any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to never take a shower again. Do you think more people said that they would or wouldn't?
I think more people said that they wouldn't do the 5 mil.
93% wouldn't.
Yeah.
7% would.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah, dude. No, that's gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
No, dude. No, the answer is no.
No, I think I could do it.
Gross, dude. No.
Because think about it. Your friends and family would get used to your stink.
But it's saying you bathing, man. Because I'm thinking when you shave, you still rinse your face off.
Yeah.
Maybe I would.
Yeah. It'd be kind of nice not to have to bathe
rules?
Anymore.
What are the rules?
If you didn't have to bathe anymore, that'd be nice.
Oh, but imagine after you go swimming. Yeah, see somebody. Ooh, and then you got like chlorine. I'm that weird one that's like, I got a shower now. I got chemicals on my body, man.
Oh, man. 585 Live if you want to text in. 585-5483. Would you redo first grade through high school again as an adult? Heck yes.
Would you what?
Would you redo first grade through high school again as an adult?
For 5 mil?
Yeah. Of course I would.
Oh.
You wouldn't?
First grade through high school.
Yeah, you gotta think about start that. Over, man.
First grade all the way through 12th grade.
Adam
Sandler.
You would
go through all of that. Yeah, but it's not like Billy Madison where it's like one grade a week.
It's true. I mean, it's a full year.
You'd have to go through the full year.
Yeah.
So you're going to wait. You have $5 million, but basically you're just going to have to invest it all because you're going to be stuck in school from like 8 to 3 every day.
Who cares? It's not that long, man. Really isn't.
That's 12 years of your life.
So what? That's not that big a deal.
I don't think I would.
Think about it. I would love to just relearn everything.
No, I'm thinking about it. No, I don't think I would do that for $5 million.
Hmm. Your brain's developed.
I want to know what America says. Like, ugh.
I'd do it. So I'm clicking I'd do it. 54% would do it.
Oh, gosh.
46 said no way.
Gross.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it'd be that big a deal. It'd be fun to go back to starting at first grade. It'd be great. I wonder if, now this is all hypothetical stuff. So I don't know. My question was, I wonder if you get the five, do you get the 5 million right away or do you have to wait till you're done with the 12 years? Do you have, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that because it's not real. Let's see. I think we've done most of these. Okay. I don't know. How about this? Would you quit toilets?
What?
You could never go to the bathroom again.
Wait.
You would have to go outside.
Yeah. I don't know.
You could never use a toilet again, man.
So weird. That one is the weirdest one of all of them.
I know.
Because I'm like, well, then what are you going to do?
I don't know. Would you quit toilets for $5 million? I'd quit them. I'd quit them. Oh my gosh. I'm shocked.
What?
95% said no way.
Really?
5% said they'd do it. I'm in the 5%. That's crazy to me. Why can't you just dig a hole outside? You know?
Yeah.
Or would that be considered a toilet?
So many stupid stipulations. Oh.
But you wouldn't do it? You wouldn't quit toilets, man?
I don't. That's such a weird one, man. I don't know. By the way, we just got a fun update from a Starmy member. A Russian warship is steaming toward the U.S. destroyers that launched the Syria strikes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So,
oh, my gosh.
Just a fun little update there. A Russian warship entered the eastern Mediterranean and was headed towards the area where the two U.S. Navy destroyers launched missile strikes into Syria.
Wow.
Yeah. The Russian frigate Admiral Grigorovich, RFS 494, crossed through the Borsovsofa Strait a few hours ago from the Black Sea. This according to a U.S. defense official. It's now in the eastern Mediterranean, steaming into the direction of the U.S. warships. They are armed with advanced caliber cruise missiles, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they launch a strike on us?
I mean,
can you imagine that? That is, guys, that is. Thanks for that update.
Hey, no problem.
I mean, we're having a great time.
You know, it's
doing hypotheticals right now.
Fun joke Friday. That's not a joke.
We're about ready to go to war with Russia.
I mean, you can't say that.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
don't know that.
Russian cruise ships armed with missiles headed towards our ships.
But here's the thing. Why would we go to war with them if they were the one that got our president elected because of all the hacking, quote unquote? Huh? It's all a ploy, man, by the Illuminati, man.
Back to the hypotheticals.
I mean, I guess.
Would you work an average to well-paying job for 30 to 35 years, set up a rigged budget, set aside more than 50% of each paycheck in savings, open all the necessary investment and retirement accounts, and make conservative but wise financial investments?
Wait.
This is the greatest one.
That's because they're basically trying to tell you that if you did this, you would have $5 million.
I know. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Would you do it? No way, man. No way. 76% would do it. 24% said no way.
Well, if they'll actually do it, then that obviously means that they're going to get... They're going
to
get that.
Wow, man. So you work an average to a well-paying job for 30 to 35 years. So what would be an average paying job? $60,000, $70,000 a year for an average American? Maybe?
Really?
Maybe
that's average?
High. I don't know. Maybe that's
like,
high.
I guess don't ask me.
It says an average to well-paying job. So,
oh, okay.
Set up a rig budget, set aside more than 50% of each paycheck in savings. 50%? Oh. Yeah, you have the investment, retirement accounts. Wow. $5 million? I don't know, man. Still. Yeah. You'd be like 85 by the time you had $5 million.
Yeah.
Oof.
Exactly.
There you go. I've done all of them, man.
Okay.
We're done.
Yay! We did it.
We did it. We got through the day. All the questions.
Got through the day.
Thank you for being a part of it, Starmy.
Hope is that we get through the rest of the day without going to war. Woo!
Yeah, be praying. That is not good.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about what's happening over there in Syria. We heard from President Trump yesterday in his speech on why he attacked the Syrian, was it the one of the air guard? What was it? What do you call it?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
What did they attack? What did they bomb? It was an
airfield.
Thank you. Airfield. And now Russia, latest update.
Yeah. Basically, Russian-American relations on Friday are just... The Kremlin denounced President Trump's use of force, suspended an agreement to share information about air operations over the country that was designed to avoid accidental conflict. President Putin...
he's not happy.
Called the missile strike a significant blow to the Russian-American relationship. Yeah. And now there's a... here's a picture of it. The Russian Navy... The frigate that's being run by Admiral Grigorovich. It's on its way to the Mediterranean Sea. Well, that was a picture of it on its way. It's actually there. We'll see what happens.
Guys, it's Friday. Have a beautiful weekend. Let's pray that April doesn't have her baby this weekend. Because I really want it to happen during the show. But it would be a pretty cool thing if it did happen. I'm kind of sick of this whole draft thing. Have you missed any of the shows this week? Hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit for today. And we have a few ways you can get that. You can go to star88.fm. Go to our Morning Invasion page. You can go to the app right there on your smartphone and get the podcast. You can also subscribe to iTunes or Google Play. And it's us minus the songs. Just us, rambling and rambling. Talking about crazy things. Thank you for writing in, Starmie. Hopefully we've helped some of you out. If you need us, we're always here for you. Studio at star88.fm. You can always text the live line at 585-LIVE. We announced the Newsboys this morning. Freedom Celebration, June 30th.
That's right.
July 1st, Monday morning. We have another announcement at 8 a.m. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be enormous. Phenomenal. You love that word.
It's a phenomenal word.
It sure is. Thank you to Beck and Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit. They joined us this morning to talk some health. Thank you to Sandra Lee, Emmy-winning celebrity chef.
Yeah, thanks, Sandra.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks a lot. Author Sandra Lee. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.